this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a lower court order that would have forced the Trump administration to release billions in foreign aid.
Chief Justice John Roberts says the order issued by U.S. District Judge Amir Ali will remain on hold until the High Court has a chance to weigh in more fully. Ali had ordered the federal government to comply with his decision temporarily blocking a freeze on foreign aid, ruling in a lawsuit filed by nonprofit groups and businesses. An appellate panel refused the administration's request to intervene. The federal government froze foreign assistance after an executive order from President Donald Trump targeting what he called wasteful programs that do not correspond with his foreign policy goals. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
British Prime Minister Starmer is in Washington for a meeting with President Trump. Ukraine ranking high on the agenda. Correspondent Chris Mason on the BBC says Starmer spoke with reporters during his transatlantic flight.
He repeated his desire for a so-called U.S. backstop to maintain Ukraine's security after any ceasefire. The security guarantee has to be sufficient to deter Putin from coming again, he told us. But President Trump said, I'm not going to make security guarantees beyond very much. We're going to have Europe do that.
Hamas has released the bodies of four more hostages it had been holding in Gaza. Israel, in return, freed hundreds of convicted Palestinian terrorists. New Pentagon policy requires so-called transgender service members to obtain a waiver, meeting specific conditions in order to continue serving in the military. Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and a dog have been found dead during a welfare check in their New Mexico home. Foul play not suspected, according to authorities. Gene Hackman was 95. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 103 points, NASDAQ futures 133 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your health care with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good Thursday morning. It is 6:03 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic and weather on the 3 starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. A couple of early problems on the Beltway. We had a wrecked vehicle hit the median on the outer loop between the JFX and Greenspring. They're still there. They're in the median. Everybody's off the roadway, so we're getting all the traffic lanes by. But at one point, about 10 minutes ago, there's a lot of equipment there. So right now, it's the state police and maybe a medic unit there. They're in the median. They're off the roadway. But if you're coming up the hill from the JFX, you're heading over towards Park Heights Avenue, you'll see it. You might want to hang out in the center and the right lane. There's been some police activity, and there was a wreck. I think this vehicle might have actually gone off the roadway and hit a building on Pulaski Highway eastbound in the area of Ebenezer Road. The road is maybe blocked, not confirmed yet, eastbound on Route 40. You can move over and use Philadelphia Road around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a weak cold front headed our way, but it does bring some rain. Showers scattered today. Temperatures still mild. 66. Cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 54. Saturday, partly cloudy. 62 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 42 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 46. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. City police investigating a Wednesday night murder in southwest Baltimore. Officers found the victim in the unit block of Bruce Street shortly after 8:30 last night. Medics took him to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police have not released the victim's name or age, and there is no word on a suspect. Most Marylanders are showing support for expanding energy sources in the state. A new UMBC Institute of Politics survey of 803 registered voters asked respondents to say whether they supported or opposed various sources. According to the results, 80% support expanding the use of solar, 74% support the expansion of natural gas, 70% say they would support expanded use of wind energy. Waste-to-energy support comes to 68%, followed by geothermal, and then 51% support for the expanded use of nuclear. Coal, by the way, had the lowest support for expansion, 42%. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pitney has updated the public on the cyber incident that impacted county government systems. Pitney says the county is working with its Office of Information Technology, public safety officials, cybersecurity specialists, and each department to conduct a full investigation. And Baltimore County Police continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding a fatal pedestrian crash in Catonsville. 37-year-old Jessica Davis struck by a car and killed in the 5400 block of Baltimore National Pike on Tuesday night. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 688. That was your pick three, your pick four, 2065. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, we'll start you down the road in College Park this morning as two of the Big Ten's heavyweights engaged. Maryland and Michigan State traded blows for 39 minutes and 54 seconds. We got a little bit of an issue here. Hold on one second. All right. Are we back on now? Yes, we are. All right, we'll start you down the road in College Park this morning as two of the Big Ten's heavyweights engage. Maryland and Michigan State traded blows for 39 minutes and 54 seconds. They were tied at 55, and eventually it came down to this.
Gillespie for three!
Jason Horowitz and Robbie Hummel on the call for BTN. Trey Holloman with a 60-foot buzzer beater, giving Michigan State an unforgettable 58-55 win over the Terrapins. After the game, a disappointed Maryland head coach, Kevin Willard.
We had fought so hard to come back. Got a great rebound, got the push. And then, you know, that's just a tough way to lose a game. But give them credit. They got back. They came back and... Holloman had made a shot all night, so once he released it, I knew that thing was going in.
Maryland had trailed by 9 with 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Michigan State beats the Terps for the 7th straight time. The highly anticipated spring debut of Tomoyuki Sugano went off pretty much as planned yesterday in Bradenton, Florida, as the free agent pitcher from Japan mixed in a 6 pitch types and worked 2 scoreless in a 7-3 loss to the Pirates. It was signature Sugano. 3 ground ball outs, including a double play ball, no strikeouts. Coming up at 8:35, the annual NFL report card is in, and Justin Tucker releases another statement. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Thursday, February 27th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
Ah, so you are. And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up this hour, lawmakers debate the Yes Act. We'll explain Trump and the media. Well, he continue to try to go after Trump and catch him and complain and whine, but the most transparent president in history has the answer. Folks. But the Harford County, our top story, Harford County delegation lobbying yesterday for House Bill 951, which I'm calling the Kayla Hamilton bill, because that is what prompted this testimony. You might remember the story of Kayla in 2022. She was killed in Harford County by an illegal alien, Walter Martinez, an MS-13 gangbanger who was in the country illegally. He is now serving a 70-year prison sentence, but before they eventually locked him up, he attended two schools. He was put in classrooms among other students. This put them at great jeopardy and in danger. And yesterday, Kayla's mom was there to testify.
What he did to Kayla and how he left her was very evil. This dangerous individual was allowed to be in schools and in other parents and around other parents' children.
And he could have done it again on multiple occasions. Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy said, this puts teachers, administrators, and other children in danger.
We were unable to, under the current law, to notify the schools of the danger he presented and that he was a suspect in this heinous crime.
Harford County Executive Bob Cassily was imploring lawmakers to please do something to change this.
Please help us deal with this.
And, of course, we also heard from the superintendent of Harford County Schools, Dr. Sean Bolson. He's saying that they were unaware that they had an illegal alien charged with the murder and rape of one of their students.
We, of course, the school officials had no awareness of the threat he posed. We need information to be able to do the work. You know, we want to educate every student.
I'm sorry. If they didn't know, somebody's not paying attention. Somebody's not passing on the information.
Well,
somebody
should be held culpable. This is all about this reportable offenses thing, which is sort of a vague category of what offenses can be reported, should be reported. I mean, as a parent, I would like to know. And then I can make that decision whether I want to keep my child in that school or not. They could have virtually schooled. And we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I think Delegate Mangione is the one that introduced that bill. Coming up, there are some people that think this is a bad idea. We'll introduce you to them as well.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I don't know what the weather's like where Chuck is, but it's sure nice here. If you have a KIT time in this kind of weather, it'd be about 9:01, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. But now there's some rain arriving from the north and west. Mostly light rain, but we'll keep an eye on that. It was already raining out in the western part of Howard County and up through that area. So we'll see. We'll see if it all gets here and it's hitting the ground when it does arrive. We'll see what goes on. The wreck here on the Beltway, outer loop, before Greenspring and west of the JFX, still there. The median right through there is really wide, so the state police are there. There was a backup at the scene. Now, for the most part, it's just a little bit of a slowdown for the traffic coming up the hill from the JFX, then heading over towards Greenspring. The inner loop, really not a problem at all. The other problem was a wreck that we heard earlier. We were tracking it. It was eastbound Pulaski Highway, which is closed basically from White Marsh Boulevard out to about Allender Road. I'm not sure if there was a police activity first and then the accident happened, but either way, Philadelphia Road going eastbound through that section of the county will be the detour route around that. So far this morning, nothing major. Lanes open southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather channel forecast, cloudy, scattered showers possible throughout the day today, 66. Right now, light rain expected within the hour, 46 in the city, 47 in Annapolis. Our one-liner news, Donald Trump is rolling out the gold card. It's like a green card for rich people into the United States and get a fast track to citizenship for a fee of $5 million. They're expecting maybe a million people taking this up.
That takes a big bite out of the deficit right there.
Yeah, $5 trillion. Right there would take a big bite out of it. Maybe you should call it the American Express card or something like that.
Don't cross the border without it.
That's right. Elon Musk's Doge received 1 million responses to his email asking federal employees to explain what they did last week. A million. There are 2 million employees.
Yeah, this is a million blew them off.
Yeah. So half the emails were from a federal employee, who, by the way, was also a Nigerian prince, who wanted to send Elon $10 million.
All he had to do was provide his bank information first.
Jeff Bezos taking control of the Washington Compost opinion page. They want to make it focus more on personal liberties and free markets. And then to clarify, Bezos said, you have the personal liberty to be free and focus on the market called Amazon.
Yeah,
that's what he wants done there.
Sure.
A movement afoot to ban the NFL's most unstoppable play, the so-called
tush push
of all teams, the Packers. Okay. Just saying. Kansas City Chiefs tight end.
I'm glad you're at the center.
No.
Travis Kelce has indicated he will not retire, plans to play next season. He said he's really going to work hard in the offseason, and that's on his podcast.
Yeah.
The rest of it, not so much. Season 48. I was unaware of this. Season 48 of Survivor debuted.
48?
48 debuted. And I think they do like two seasons at once. So it would be 16. What is it? How many? Do the math on that. 20 something.
24 years. 24.
24 years. Yeah. Unless they do three. Maybe three seasons.
I don't watch it.
I watched the very first season, and that was it for me.
I think I watched one episode once. I thought, what the hell is this?
I might watch it this year because instead of it's usually set on an island, this year it is set in a federal office building.
Oh, wow. Oh. Yeah, that's...
See what
it's
happens
like
there.
Naked and Afraid.
Sad news. One of my favorite actors, Clint Eastwood is one. The other one is Gene Hackman.
He passed away.
Has passed away. The esteemed actor renowned for his roles in The French Connection.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads. Get off the bar and get on the wall. Come on, move. Move.
And, of course, he played Lex Luthor in Superman.
Lex Luthor, the greatest criminal mind of our time.
Of our time?
I hereby serve notice.
He's serving most of you.
That these walls
here.
Will you shut up, please?
He's also in The Firm. Unforgiven. When you look at his filmography, it is just amazing. He's an amazing actor. He and his wife, classical pianist Betsy Arakawa, and their dog were found deceased in their home yesterday afternoon in Santa Fe, New Mexico. There's a lot of speculation it could be carbon monoxide. No cause of death has been released as of yet. But
there's no indication of foul play, so you got to think something happened there.
Gene Hackman is dead at the age of 95. He retired, what, 20 years ago maybe?
Yeah. He had a house on the 10th green at Pebble Beach. When I was standing at the green, I was looking at his house. Gorgeous.
I thought about the house was physically on the green.
The Pacific.
I mean, it wasn't physically right on the green. That was kind of next to it.
No. It was within 50 yards of that green.
Okay.
Beautiful house.
Yeah.
So maybe
did he invite you in?
Putt through the kitchen.
He wasn't home at the time. I knocked.
Yeah, because after all, you're very well connected.
I would think so.
Yeah. Apparently.
Hey, Papa, are you in there?
Has Casey DeSantis reached out to you yet for your help?
But she has my vote already.
Yeah. She hasn't announced yet, though.
I know, but she will.
Yeah.
Ron wants her to run.
And Byron Donalds, of course, is the official candidate now.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. No, they're. I think he's got a little more chops. I'm not sure about Casey. She's a nice woman. Obviously, she's been a good first lady in Florida.
A former member of the media.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Yeah, she was, I think, TV anchor or reporter.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
All right, very good. Always and that down in Florida?
I don't know if she was here in Florida or not, but, nice looking woman.
Yeah.
That's your qualification for how to vote for somebody.
All that matters, Bruce.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Got my vote right now, today.
Has she been
I should talk,
out with you in a foursome?
Hey, excuse me?
Well, I mean, you know, you played
a foursome.
You,
well, there
one
was missing. So you were
his
quite
mind
a foursome.
Immediately goes there.
It was a threesome.
I gotta tell you.
All I heard was at the end, I was taking my headphones off. Or were you involved with her in a foursome?
No, you played golf with Governor DeSantis. I was wondering if she played with your foursome.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the question.
Okay. I would say
so
yes.
So that'll be the headline on one of our promos.
Thank you. Why don't you take the rest of them and do something with them?
Along with your headphones.
You have any innovative ideas as what could be done with them, Chuck?
Yeah.
I figure you might.
Run outside, get by the camera there at the Beltway where I can see you, and do something with them.
All right, we're going to quit while we're ahead.
Thank you
very much, Chuck. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Still to come, your chance to win a 4-pack of Tiggs in the Maryland Home Spring Garden and Craft Show. It's coming up within minutes right here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So we're talking about Kayla Hamilton's law. It's House Bill 951. And this is what I don't get, Bruce. Currently, Maryland law only requires schools to be notified if a student is arrested and charged with certain crimes known as reportable offenses. Delegate Mike Griffith's bill, he's Harford County, he represents that county, drafted in response to our buddy Chris Papp's over Project Baltimore when he first reported this fact that this illegal alien was in these classes. It does two things. First, it expands the number of reportable offenses to include additional sex crimes. Secondly, it gives state's attorneys the authority to alert school superintendents or their designee if a student is suspected of committing a violent felony. Now, again, the argument, we'll get to the public defender's office here. They're saying this is a violation of their constitutional right to due process. That is the argument against this piece of legislation, so we'll tackle that coming up next.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Mr. Threesome, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new minor wreck on the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County, Outer Loop University Boulevard. It's having an impact already for the traffic coming over from 95 and then coming up the hill towards New Hampshire Avenue. So in addition to the normal heavy traffic around to the Mormon Temple, there's a minor accident in that backup. They're still working on the wreck. They're in the median, Outer Loop, between the JFX and Greenspring. It's a little bit slow right there at the scene, and you might want to stay out of the left-hand lane. They're a little bit close there on the left-hand side. There was a police incident related to an accident earlier. Eastbound Pulaski Highway is closed between White Marsh Boulevard and Allender Road. That local traffic there, you'll head over to Philadelphia Road to go around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says Cloudy, scattered showers possible throughout the day today and 66. Right now, light rain expected in the next hour, 47 in Columbia, and it is 46 in Owings Mills. So, you know, it's kind of sad that you have a delegate and the Harford County executive and the Harford County state's attorney, the Harford County school superintendent, that they have to go to Annapolis to have to testify. In order to get some protection for our children, be in Harford County. And the same in Baltimore County, of course. We didn't get a Baltimore County delegation down there yesterday, to my knowledge. It was just Harford County.
Well, explain to me why this would be a violation of this individual's due process rights.
All right, let's hear from the public defender. Her name is Abby Flanagan.
This bill undermines the presumption of innocence, harms students' reputation, and risks compromising ongoing investigations.
And she says that it is a due process violation.
This allows the state to share information before probable cause is established, before an arrest is made, before a petition is filed, and before a court has heard any facts.
So basically, it's before arraignment, before there have an ability to stand trial, confront the accuser, but the accuser in this particular case is dead. So I don't know about the probable cause, because there was probable cause. Remember, the details of this is that they were waiting for his DNA, because he left DNA all over the crime scene, which I'll spare you, it's breakfast hour, which was brutal, the murder of Kayla Hamilton. So he left his DNA all of a sudden, so it took several weeks. I think it was, what, five weeks?
Should we assume then somehow that he would be tried in private and no names would be given? I mean, once you were accused of a serious crime like this, why does he have special rights to say, I get to remain anonymous? For how long does that last? I mean, is this because he's a minor? In which case, that's crap. That has to be changed. If you have a presumption there that, or a solid case against this kid over these kinds of crimes, they should not be protected forever for that kind of behavior.
Yeah, this was as violent as it gets, a brutal rape and murder of a young woman in Harford County. And so he was going to be charged as an adult. And he was charged as an adult, so that the juvenile protections fly out the window.
Yes.
So the only thing we have left is the presumption of innocence, which is our system. That is our system. We're not saying that Walter Martinez was guilty at that time. We're saying that based on the nature of the crime he was accused of, it would have been, maybe not jurisprudence, but it would have been prudent to separate him from the rest of the class. He could have learned virtually, or he could have learned in another. But to allow this person who was charged, and again, he could have come back innocent. We obviously it didn't happen that way because the DNA was a match to his. But Kayla's mom, Tammy Noble, says, "Look, we have got to put the safety of our children in schools as our number one priority.
The safety of all children and staff should come first. We need to do better."
All right, that is, of course, and we'll get your thoughts on that. Is this a violation of an individual's constitutional rights, or are we well within our concern to make sure that we protect other students and teachers and administrators? By the way, if you want to attend the Maryland Spring Home Garden and Craft Show, we got a four-pack for you right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us a call right now. First caller will receive a four-pack of tickets. It's this weekend and next weekend at the Cow Palace in the Timonium State Fairgrounds. Again, the first caller, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you will be the winner. But again, it's sad that we have to have the loss of, first off, Kayla Hamilton. I don't think there wasn't anything that could have prevented her murder other than keeping illegal aliens out of this country and having, Harford County is not a sanctuary jurisdiction. It's one of the three in Maryland that do not. Mm-hmm. I mean, they participate in 287G. But these other sanctuary jurisdictions, this state, by the way, is a de facto sanctuary state. And by letting people like this in, the MS-13s, the Trendyaraguas of the world, this is what happens. This is the kind of destruction that this poor girl had to suffer and this poor mother and family have to endure. And I want to give credit. Tammy's been a guest here on the show before. I want to give her credit for her courage in speaking up and defending Kayla and keeping her name and memory alive. So I would have liked to have seen this bill, House Bill 951. I'd like to see it named after Kayla. And it is Delegate Mangione who filed legislation called the Student Protection Act of 2025. And that bill would bar children suspected of a crime of violence from attending school in person until the investigation is complete. Instead, a school could provide alternative educational options such as virtual learning or other arrangements, which they should. Because you're putting a gangbanger, and we've had other issues of MS-13 types, illegal aliens. I think it was in Parkville, if I'm not mistaken, where they had a child raped on the way home from school, walking home from school. So, again, it doesn't seem like the governor or the legislature are too serious about protecting students. They want to protect the juveniles that commit crimes. That's their priority in this state, which we've now learned from Vinnie Schiraldi and Governor Moore. But the everyday law-abiding students attending class, not so much.
Amazing.
It's 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here with the update is Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. Edward O'Connor, Executive Stuart Pittman, has updated the public on the cyber incident that has impacted county government systems. Pittman says the county is working with its Office of Information Technology, public safety officials, cybersecurity specialists, and each department to conduct a full investigation. He says while the investigation is underway, the county is taking precautionary measures to ensure that the safety of its systems, which includes limiting access to the internet. Baltimore County Police are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding a fatal pedestrian crash in Catonsville. 37-year-old Jessica Davis was struck by a car and killed in the 5400 block of Baltimore National Pike that was on Tuesday evening. Driver of the car that struck her was taken to a hospital, minor injuries. Police say the crash remains under investigation. There is no word on the identities of the three people injured after a small plane that took off from Martin State Airport crashed in Vermont on Wednesday. The plane took off from Middle River, crashed into Mount Equinox at an elevation of nearly 3,200 feet. The plane went down at around 8:30 in the morning. Emergency responders reached the scene shortly after 10 a.m. after dealing with dense fog and snow that was up to 4 feet deep at the crash site. The pilot and two passengers on the plane suffered non-life-threatening injuries. National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration are expected to arrive at the scene Friday to begin their investigation. Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker denying the growing number of sexual harassment allegations made against him. 16 massage therapists have accused Tucker of inappropriate behavior. More on that story coming up in Stein on Sports. And city police are investigating a Wednesday night murder in southwest Baltimore. Officers found the victim in the unit block of Bruce Street shortly after 8:30 last night. Medics took him to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Louder numbers, your pick 3688, your pick 4-2065, and now traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
New problem in Annapolis, just spotted it, westbound 50 right after Ritchie Highway. Not sure if this is a wreck or broken down vehicle. Something's going on here in the right lane right after the ramp at Ritchie Highway. So if you're coming over from Whitehall Road, you're coming through Ritchie Highway, it's going to be two lanes, the center and the left-hand lane open through there. And again, I can't tell for sure exactly what this is, but two police cars are there in the right lane. We'll keep an eye on that. There's a new wreck in Howard County, Johns Hopkins Road. It's going to be just off the interchange of Route 29, eastbound Pulaski Highway. Still affected basically from White Marsh Boulevard out towards Allender Road. Just saw a picture from the scene, and it's a pickup truck and a box truck that were involved. Heavy damage, and they went into a building.
at that location. So that cleanup is still underway. You might still have the accident there in the median on the outer loop of the Beltway just before you get to Green Spring Avenue. And all the police cars now just turned off their lights and they're leaving and reopening the right lane on 50 westbound. Must have been some debris in the right lane, which is now clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a weak cold front headed our way, but it does bring some rain. Showers scattered today. Temperatures still mild, 66. Cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 54 Saturday. Partly cloudy, 62 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith on the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, College Park was electric last night. A sellout crowd jammed in to watch the Terps take on the dreaded Michigan State Spartans. And if you like defense, you were in for a treat. A taffy pull, as the late, great Paul Baker used to say. With 5 seconds to play, Maryland had the ball tied at 55. Michigan State pulls it out. Jason Horowitz and Robbie Hummel had the call on BTN. Trey Holloman with the 60-foot buzzer beater. Michigan State stuns the Terps 58-55, the final. Now, Jacoby Gillespie took the final shot for Maryland with 5 seconds to play. After the game, head coach Kevin Willard was asked if Gillespie should have waited longer to take Maryland's last shot.
We just want to make sure you get the last shot. But again, that's something that, you know, he came down, pushed it. You know, maybe if he waits, he doesn't get an open look. You know, and I trust Kobe. He's been great all year. At the end of the day, kids still had to hit a 60-footer to beat you. So
one key number in this game, Michigan State 13-4 on the offensive glass, resulting in 10 second chance points, none for Maryland in the game. Orioles baseball yesterday in Bradenton, Florida, was the spring debut of Tomioki Sugano, who worked two scoreless in typical Tomioki Sugano fashion.
Tomo Sugano. And he bounces this double play ball to second. That is a 4-6-3 DP. And there's Andrew McCutchen, his first at bat of the spring. He bounces this ball to the shortstop without Corbin Burns, who signed that big contract to go to Arizona. Bouncing ball to the right side. Far to his left is Jackson Holliday. Fields the ball on the outfield grass.
Pirates radio with the calls. O's lose to the Pirates 7-3. Sugano four outs via the ground ball. No strikeouts yesterday. Birds will be home against the Blue Jays today at 105. Grayson Rodriguez makes his spring debut. Justin Tucker news. The Ravens kicker speaking to OutKick. Again, denying any inappropriate behavior, but softening his tone. Here's a snippet. There is no audio, but I'll quote it. Throughout the last 4 weeks, Tucker said, I have spent countless hours replaying every interaction I have had with Body Works professionals over the last 13 years. I can assure whoever is reading this that I have never intended to disrespect anyone, cross any boundary, or make anyone feel uncomfortable in any way whatsoever. More importantly, as a person and to anyone who has felt otherwise, I am sorry. Very interesting comments because, again, the tone much different from his initial statement back on January 30th. Time now is 6:37. When we return, the Ravens report card is in.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Okay, just to follow up from our conversation from yesterday, I know that no names have been put to these charges. Yep. I know that no charges have been filed, criminal or civil. But I think it's about to hit the fan. And the NFL investigation, whatever they're doing, is probably coming to a quick end here. And I think the tone here from Justin Tucker kind of is almost like...
Moving in that direction.
Yeah, I got to do something to kind of soften this whole thing.
You know, I started thinking, Ed, and what would the motivation be for 16 people to make these kinds of allegations anonymously. So, A, it actually happened. B, they're in it for some kind of money.
Yep. Although that's not been revealed yet.
That's not been revealed. So we don't know. or maybe they just don't like him. And, you know, maybe he was rude or and they fabricated some of this stuff.
But 16 people?
That's a reach. I get it. But so, I mean, it's either A or B, right? It's either he actually did this or they're in it to try to get some kind of settlement. So
if one person says it, it's a lie. If 16 say it, it's still a lie. I mean, the lie doesn't change. If it's a lie, it's a lie. We don't know until there are names behind the charges and until charges are filed. I mean,
well, the statute is run on it, so there won't be any charges.
There won't be any criminal charges.
Right.
There could be civil charges, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Look, I'm just going to toss out this scenario. Who's to say that a lawyer wasn't at a party and got wind of something like this and all of a sudden started to do a little investigation on his own and
Troll for massage.
But it was the banner that broke the story, right?
Yeah, well, it was the banner that broke the story.
And they've not revealed their source.
But how did they get the story?
Right.
How did the banner...
Right.
The banner's not going around interviewing massage therapists in general, right? How did they get the story?
No.
You know? It's the whole genesis of the whole thing that's crazy.
I think you're right. I think it is starting to come to a head, so we'll see what happens. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We have Robin in Fells Point wants to react to the Justin Tucker story.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. I'm sorry I haven't made it out there, guys. I've been a little under the weather.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I have a comment about Justin Tucker. You know, I hate to say it, and I hope it isn't true. I really do hope it isn't true. But a lot of young women are very vindictive.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because it's a close community with the massage people and whatever, and this talks and that talks, and he rebuffed me and, you know, whatever. So I'm hoping that way. I am hoping that way.
That's a possibility, but it's hard to believe 16 of these incidents.
Man, you know, and I would hope, or maybe things were misconstrued. I don't know, but young women these days, I'm sorry, unless it was Brunhilde, you know, they take things differently, and they're very cliquish, and they're very mortified at the littlest thing. So, you know, I mean, it's everything is. It'll be interesting to see. I'm just hoping I'm an optimist. And I'm hoping for the best for him.
Yeah, Robin, I'm neither an optimist nor a pessimist, but I don't believe anonymous charges. We've had too many experiences during the course of our life to believe any anonymous charges, no matter how many individuals anonymously make the charge.
Yeah, we even have people that have made charges and put their name to it, like the Duke LaCrosse case,
of course,
which turned out to be completely false. So, again, you got to be
careful. All looking, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's right.
But they're all see those dollar signs. You know?
Okay, well, that's why I raised it as one of the possibilities here. Robin, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Appreciate that. Steve Pinson is the winner of our Maryland 4-pack of tickets to the Home Garden and Craft Show this weekend and next at the Timonium Fairgrounds.
By the way, without putting a name behind it, I understand that there's a co-host for a morning show called The Morning Drive at WCBM in Baltimore, without putting a name behind it, who I think has actually been molested by Kristi Noem. So I'm just passing that along. There's no name behind it. It's just an anonymous charge that he indicates that she came on to him in a very inappropriate way. But there's no name and no charges.
Do you really want to go down that path right now?
No, we don't want to go down that path.
Because we can start naming other names as well.
No, there are too many. That'll take up the whole damn show. It's coming up at 6:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, the man with no name, Chuck Whitaker. He just gave him a name, come to think of it.
I have a name. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. 895 now is beginning to slow around the Urban Avenue ramp. It's going into the tunnel on 895, so there are no issues right now there. And then 95 is starting to slow at the O'Donnell Street ramp, so the morning build-ups have begun with the lanes clear, but definitely slow with about a 5 to 7 minute delay already. Eastbound Pulaski Highway still closed. Big wreck here. A couple of trucks ran together and then ran into the front of a building on Pulaski Highway between White Marsh Boulevard and Allender Road. You'll stay on Philadelphia Road. They're still working on the wreck in the median. Outer loop between the JFX and Greenspring. Not a big deal.
if you're down towards Maple Lawn again. That's been the big activity this week through there. This wreck is on Johns Hopkins Road, just off the bridge there at Route 29. Beltway continues to fill in, and we'll start to get heavy now from 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be a cloudy day today. Scattered showers possible throughout the day. 66 tonight, down back around 40. Cools down a little bit tomorrow. Sunny and 54 and warms back up Saturday. Partly cloudy, 62. We're expecting maybe some light rain in the next hour. 44 in Forest Hill. It is 47 in Pasadena. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball. Johnson.
What was it we had for dinner tonight?
Well, we had a choice, steak, fish.
Yes, I remember I had lasagna.
Today is National Chili Day. And I got to tell you, I don't know where there's go-to chili in this area.
Not in this area.
You know, when I was out west, everywhere you went, there was amazing chili. And I'm sure there is. Somebody's got an amazing cup or bowl of chili, but I've just not experienced it
Wendy's
as of yet.
Wendy's has a good chili.
You like Wendy's? Okay.
Yep.
I'll have to try that one. I wouldn't think normally that you would go to a fast food place for great chili. But
No, actually, Panera's a satisfactory chili, but no. All of it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's
There's nothing you would say, oh my God, that's some of the best chili I've ever had.
Yeah, but I mean, I've had some, we traveled across country a long time ago and had some great chili come across the country, which means, you know, small chunks of meat, no beans, just, you know, the meat and a chili sauce and a little bit of tomato in there, and it was amazing.
Well, see, I do the cheese with the sour cream.
Oh, yeah, put that on top.
Yeah,
it's great, man.
Yeah, it's great.
But in other words, people will say, oh, you got to have like 2.5 cans of beans in there. All that does is filler because you ran out of meat.
Huh? Krispy Kreme? Disappointing. After they tried to team up with a confab with a popular Australian brand called Pistachio Poppies. And they had pistachio mousse filled donuts with crumbled pistachios and white chocolate stripes on top. They sold out in like half a day.
Wow.
So if you like pistachio, that sounds good. Dave's Hot Chicken is near a deal to be sold for $1 billion. The private equity firm Rourke Capital is going to buy the hot chicken chain.
Man.
That's some good chicken. There is one in Owings Mills. I know that, Dave's Hot Chicken. Taco Bell upgrading its Cantina chicken menu with a new Caliente sauce.
No Caliente.
Caliente sauce. Heinz is debuting condiments, a new brand new line inspired by global flavors. Sweet and tangy barbecue, street corn, and sweet chili sauces to go on your favorite thing that you put Heinz on.
Eater. A nudist place down here about 5 miles from me called Caliente.
Oh, good.
Didn't Cadillac have a car called the Caliente?
Caliente,
yeah. Yeah, I think so.
That was the Elante.
Oh, something like that, yeah.
You're close.
I know. It's roughly the same number of syllables.
You're fantasizing once again. So Eater has sat down with Governor Wes Moore and have done this really puff piece. You can tell this guy's running for national office because, you know, all these media types start, you know, butting up and writing these flowery, personal human interest stories. So this one is, where do you get the best food in Annapolis? Okay? So he weighs in on a couple of things. He says that, first off, did you know he had a rescue dog? And the rescue dog is named Tucker Balti Moore.
Okay. bit of a reach, but
Tucker Baltimore. Well, at least he's rescuing animals. So that's a good thing. He says so. He wants to be able to Marylanders to purchase beer and wine in grocery stores. I don't think that's going to happen in this session. He said best hot dog is Dock Street Dogs in Annapolis. He said they have a good Coney Island dog there.
Okay.
He also went on to say if you really want a good upscale dining, Chart House.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been to the Chart House. Chart House is very good.
Yeah,
very nice.
But I would opt for Carroll's Creek.
Yeah, me too.
Really, really good food there. And there's a little pizza place called Vin 909, which is it's a wine bar with all sorts of gourmet pizzas.
And
really.
Chicken Roots, are they still there?
Yes. And, of course, we have, I think, either my picture or a letter or something is up there.
Oh,
I don't think
really?
It's a picture because that would scare customers.
Do you have a sandwich named after you?
I do not. I only made it as far as the wall. But
yeah, well, that's much further than I got.
Yeah.
Chuck, do you have a picture of you or a letter on the wall at Chicken Roost?
I do not.
Wow.
But Sean, you are related to them, so maybe I should.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Well, maybe after this, we'll lobby for
it. We'll get rid of Chick and we'll call Chuck and Ruth's.
Yeah, that might not be the best approach, but it could work.
As for pub food, the governor recommends O'Brien's and Middleton Tavern. I've been to O'Brien's. Good stuff there. But then he says he's a big Old Bay fan. He goes, obviously, I have Old Bay on my crabs or even a burger. I put Old Bay on ice cream.
Okay.
Now, I've never heard that before.
No.
And he says the best crab cake in the entire state is Coco's Pub in Baltimore. I've never had the crab cake from there. So I can't really judge it. I've had some really good crab cakes, like at Pappas and a few G&S. A few other places, but
I think he might have mentioned in the IBF because I think he's trolling.
It looks like he is trolling here.
Yeah.
So how many of these actual meals is he paying for? That is the question.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He'll get a mention in the newsletter in IBF.
Old Bay on ice cream? I don't know about that one.
No, I don't think so.
My daughter spent a semester or two in Spain, and one of the times she spent it with a family that happened to have a student who had stayed with us before, and she took some Old Bay over there. And the son, I know the brother of the student who had stayed with us, used to put the Old Bay on his cereal in the morning.
I've heard that. I put Old Bay on popcorn. I put it on French fries. I put it on, I actually put it on in my salmon cakes. It's part of my salmon cake recipe.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Put it on chicken.
You put it on an open wound, it heals right up.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Drop it in your lap sometimes.
But here's the untold secret. I would venture to guess that the vast majority of crab houses in Baltimore, people think they're getting Old Bay, and it's actually J.O.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I think...
I didn't know that for a long time. Yeah. I just found out about it when I got down here.
And now you can buy J.O. In your local grocery stores, too. All right, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Appreciate that. At 6:50, Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page, our Rumble page as well, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Johns Hopkins is seeking individuals age 60 and older who are experiencing mild memory issues to participate in a research study funded by the National Institute on Aging. The research aims to explore the connection between stress and memory. Participants will need to visit Johns Hopkins Bayview twice now with a follow-up visit in 2 years. You may receive up to $300 compensation for your time. If you're interested, please call 410-550-6271. That's 410-550-6271.
From time to time, you'll hear various contests on Talk Radio 680.
Oh, goody!
Here are the generic rules for all WCBM contests. You must be 21 years of age or older to enter.
What?
There is no purchase necessary.
Oh, yeah!
You'll find a complete and more specified set of contest rules on our website, WCBM.com.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Thanks for playing, and thank you, Baltimore, for listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We should point out that Gene Hackman was a United States Marine Corps veteran.
Enlisted early, right about his age. Went in, I think, at age 16.
Yeah.
Right, I think, at the tail end of World War II.
Just a great, great American, and very sad, even at the age of 95, to see him have to pass away like that.
So he was born in 1930, so he would have gone in. I think in 1946 in the Marines, spent 4 years there, came back. But it took him a long time to get on stage and even longer to have any notoriety at all.
And I didn't care what movie he was in because
he was wonderful.
He did all sorts of roles.
Yeah.
You could never stereotype Gene Hackman because he would do anything, and he did it wonderfully. Every role he had.
You could count if you're going to see a movie that had Gene Hackman in it, that it was a good script, that he had read the script. And he had an interesting character to play.
Right.
And he played them all beautifully, I think. 6:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, heads up, if you're coming south on 83 after Timonium Road down to the Beltway, State Highway has a couple of trucks off to the right side. They're not in the lane, but they're very close right before the Beltway. Not sure what it is. All they're saying is a ramp restriction. Could be some debris, could be a pothole in the roadway, but a little bit of a backup on 83 south as you're coming down to the Beltway. We'll keep an eye on that. It was a big wreck early this morning. Pickup truck and a box truck ran together on Pulaski Highway eastbound. So between White Marsh Boulevard and Allender Road, because of that wreck, and they went into a building, the roadway is blocked. You'll stay on Philadelphia Road for the traffic eastbound through there. Normal buildups on the Beltway west side, 795, and already some backing and slowing on the approaches south to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather Channel forecast, cloudy scattered showers today, 66 right now, some light rain moving into our area, 47 in Glen Burnie, 46 in Parkville. Jonathan makes an interesting point. He texted into the show saying, are we to believe that Jason Tucker had all these instances that are outside the statute of limitation, but hasn't had a single incident in 3 years?
Yep.
All of a sudden, he stopped being inappropriate with therapists, or he hasn't had a massage in 3 years? I think it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
We have Ann in Lutherville.
Morning, Ann.
Who has an interesting story. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
So I do have a little bit of knowledge about Tucker. My son dated a massage therapist, not one that was accosted, but at the spa that she worked at, and he was banned from going there again. And the only reason I say this is because this was over a year ago that this happened. And, you know, we all, because we get together for football every Sunday, and we were all like, oh, yeah, sure, that happened. But when, so it could be true. It could be very well true.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, but the problem is with hearsay, it's hard unless that person actually witnessed it or experienced it and then comes forward. But, you know, when you're getting stuff second or third hand, it's always difficult. But, yeah, it's concerning, these allegations. There's no doubt about it. But I just would like to have seen somebody put their name to a complaint so that all of these women's, if this actually happened, that they could get some kind of cure or remedy here, because that, you know, that kind of behavior can't be tolerated. But Ann, thanks so much. Thanks so much for sharing.
If it happened, it seems to me that they would deserve, I'm not quite sure from whom, but they would deserve to have some kind of talk therapy where they get to sit and have conversations about this, perhaps in a group setting, perhaps as individuals with a therapist, because that you don't need to carry that around forever. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I do think it's an intriguing question that was just posed by our emailer, that are we to believe that all this stuff happened over and over again, then just stopped?
Yeah. Well,
completely?
Then Ann just said, you know, and again, it's hearsay, that
but that was a year ago.
That experience
that
was,
doesn't fit.
That was, well, but this was when his rookie year is when, the first 3 or 4 years when he was a rookie in the early on in his Ravens career is when they're alleging these incidents happened.
Yes, but what she said is, as of a year ago, he
right.
was banned.
Right, well, that doesn't fit the current.
That's
model.
What I mean.
Yeah, so that would maybe be another alarm, a red flag. The Yes Act was debated yesterday in Annapolis. That would flip everything on its head. I mean, juveniles would be charged first in juvenile court, and prosecutors would then have to come in and say, oh, no, we want to charge them in adult court and try to, you know, finagle them out of the adult court. Right now, they're charged automatically in adult court, rather, and the prosecutor can decide whether or not they'll, you know, kick them down to the juvie court. But there was testimony in Annapolis yesterday on this issue.
The current system negatively impacts detention center operations, delays access to rehabilitative services, and disproportionately impacts kids of color. In addition, the current system is incredibly costly. DJS spends roughly $17 million annually to accommodate youth charges adults in juvenile detention facilities.
We know that the Department of Juvenile Services right now does not have enough resources. Every day we are seeing juveniles shuffled through the system, not obtaining the services they need, and being shuffled right back out. We are doing crime victims a disservice, but we're also doing these offenders a disservice. The resources are not there.
Yeah, that's the key. And when you listen to these hearings, and we're going to talk about the Schiraldi hearing in our 8 o'clock hour, that the progressive Democrat Marxist in this state, their concern is services. They focus strictly on services. They're not focusing on tracking how many of them are wearing ankle monitors. In the case of the Columbia Mall shooter, he had committed a violent act and was on an ankle monitor, yet he somehow got out the day before, and then he went to Columbia Mall and shot and killed somebody, allegedly. So I thought the new policy under Schiraldi was that violent juveniles were going to be detained.
Mm-hmm.
So where were the questions on that? So this, I still think it's a bad idea, but the prosecutors, they're the professional law enforcement types, decide what is an adult act, and it should start in an adult court, and if they determine it's not an adult act, they're not going to charge as adult, you kick it down to juvie court.
Yeah. By the way, emailer in, Ron, he says, all he has to say is young Frankenstein. Yeah, I think that was brilliant.
Yeah,
that, I think Hackman was brilliant in that. Brilliant.
7 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ukraine tops the agenda as Britain's Prime Minister visits Washington for talks with President Trump.
Keir Starmer's told lawmakers Kyiv must be at the table for any negotiations.
This is about the sovereignty of Ukraine and their ability to decide for themselves the future of their country.
He adds that the UK is ready to play a role in providing security guarantees to Ukraine, but reiterates the plan would require US backing.
That's why my message to President Trump is that the relationship between our two countries needs to go from strength to strength.
Britain's leader echoed earlier prime ministers in emphasizing the special relationship. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Israel has released more than 600 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the bodies of four hostages who had been held by Hamas in Gaza. Phase one of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal now complete. Attorney General Bondi says today the Justice Department probably will release files on the late convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Bondi spoke with Fox News. Health Secretary Kennedy hits the pause button on a Biden-era contract for a new COVID vaccine.
In a statement, Kennedy said the Biden administration's 4 years of failed oversight makes it necessary to review all vaccine production agreements. The stop work order came ahead of the beginning of clinical trials Monday. The contract was part of the Biden administration's $4.7 billion Project Next Gen initiative, which it launched in 2023.
And that's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Foul play not expected, suspected, according to authorities, in the death of legendary actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and a dog. Their bodies found in their New Mexico home during a welfare check. Gene Hackman, a versatile Oscar-winning actor, was 95. Stock futures higher this morning. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that's pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
703 Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
Here's some slowing on 83 South. If you're coming down from Timonium Road, there's been some activity on the right side of the ramp. It's a two-lane ramp that takes you to the Beltway on the Outer Loop. State Highway has a couple of trucks there, and it's slowing us back to the area of the ramp at Timonium Road. Everybody's getting through, but it might be a little bit restricted there on the ramp as you're coming south and then on to the Outer Loop of the Beltway. Just thought I heard Baltimore County respond. responding to a wreck on the JFX. The initial report said between Ruxton Road and the city county line. Haven't seen anything yet. We'll keep an eye on that. Big wreck early this morning. Two trucks ran together on Pulaski Highway eastbound. So right now we're closed from White Marsh Boulevard out towards Allender Road. You'll have to use Philadelphia Road through there. It's an active fire call in the city. I don't think there's anything to it, but they're staging right now at Wolf Street, at Monument Street on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a weak cold front headed our way, but it does bring some rain. Showers scattered today. Temperatures still mild, 66. Cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 54. Saturday, partly cloudy, 62 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith on the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is certainly more pleasant this morning than it has been for the last handful of mornings. Temperatures currently are in the mid-40s. Right now you have 40 degrees in Aberdeen. Downtown Baltimore is 46 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. City police investigating a Wednesday night murder in southwest Baltimore. Officers found the victim in the unit block of Bruce Street shortly after 8:30 last night. Medics took him to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police have not released the victim's name or age, and there's no word on a suspect. Most Marylanders are showing support for expanding energy sources in the state. A new UMBC Institute of Politics survey of 803 registered voters asked respondents to say whether they supported or opposed various sources. Top on the list, 80% support expanding the use of solar, 74% support the expansion of natural gas, 70% say they support expanded wind energy. At the bottom, coal had the lowest support for expansion at 42%. Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman has updated the public on the cyber incident that's impacted county government's systems. Pittman says the county is working with its Office of Information Technology, public safety officials, cybersecurity specialists, and each department is to conduct a full investigation. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 688. Pick 4, 2065. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Disappointment in College Park last night. Maryland and Michigan State tied at 55 with 6 seconds to play. The Terps had the ball looking for the last shot.
Gillespie for three. Goal or no? Holloman looks the clock. Half court for the win. Oh! Oh, my goodness! Holloman from half court to win it on the road.
What a reversal. Jason Horowitz with the call on BTN. Everybody loves a half-court buzzer beater until it comes against you. The Spartans stunned the Terrapins. 58-55 was the final. Day one of the NFL Combine today in Indianapolis. Eric DaCosta, John Harbaugh, Team Brass begin evaluating college talent. As the league begins mulling changes to its rule book, under consideration, rethinking regular season overtime rules and using a virtual measuring system to determine first downs. Meanwhile, in Bradenton, Florida, Tomioki Sugano made his Orioles spring debut.
And he bounces this double play ball to second. That is a 4-6-3 DP.
Pirates radio with the call. Four outs, including that double play ground ball. Two scoreless for Sugano. O's fall to the Pirates, 7-3 was the final. Coming up at 7:35, John Harbaugh slips a notch. And that is Stein on Sports.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at Mad Maxine and her budget issues. Also, the Democrat hypocrisy on lost jobs. And we'll take a look at the gold card concept and, of course, Christy Noem and the ICE raids. But top story here this hour.
Well, folks, you know what? When you take a look at the folks in Congress who have been there for a while, you realize they've managed to accumulate more wealth than could possibly have justified by just having their salary. One of the ones who's made out the best, of course, is Maxine Waters. Yesterday in the budget discussion that went on in the House of Representatives before it was all passed, but she wanted to rail against it some so that the folks back home would know she's there doing her job.
This ripoff cuts $2 trillion in vital programs. And what do Republicans plan to do with this money? Oh, they're going to give it. They're going to give it to the billionaires in this country. $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. If that math doesn't compute, it's because they expect Americans to buy the next mega yacht for Jeff Bezos.
Okay. So, first of all, Jeff Bezos, not a big fan of Donald Trump. So you might have chosen a different billionaire's name there, Maxine. Just a note. Keep up with things. Try to, please. But the idea is somehow that, yes, written into the budget is a Republican plan to buy Jeff Bezos' new yacht. I'll have to read this again, because I didn't happen to notice that in the list of things that the budget was going to do. But it's good to know that the Republicans have a plan, right, Max?
Well, I tell you, we're not going to do that. And we want to tell you today, we're no. Democrats are no on this budget. It is outrageous that you all have the audacity to come here with this budget that harms so many Americans and ask us to support billionaires and think we're going to buy it? You think we're going to support it? Well, you got another thought coming. We ain't doing it.
And then she threw the papers on the floor. Literally. She then threw her talking notes on the floor.
She took George Soros' money.
Yes.
She was okay with that.
No problem.
With Warren Buffett's money.
But, you know, it's clear.
Cuban's money.
We have to learn one thing from this. She did not get an invite in order to go onto Jeff Bezos' yacht in the first place. And that's a problem, Sean. That's a big, big problem. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mad Maxine. By the way, I did look at the budget bill, the framework that the House passed barely the other night. Interestingly enough, there's nothing in the budget resolution for this framework that would no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, taxes on social. It is not there. That doesn't mean it won't get there. Because the Senate has got their own version. I haven't read the Senate version. It's possible that they put that, inject that in somewhere. But that was a major campaign promise that President Trump made. And it's not anywhere to be found in the House bill.
You better be able to find a way of getting it in there, because that will cost a lot of votes if that doesn't happen in the off-year election. He will be held responsible for that one, because that affects so many of just the everyday guy and gal. 7:13 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Still to come this half hour, Tom Holman, Christy Noam, and a guy out in Los Angeles who's trying to prevent ICE from doing their job. Right now, though, it's 7:13. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, southbound 83, still slow. There was a wreck on the ramp, kind of crowding the ramp. That's a two-lane ramp from 83 south to the outer loop of the Beltway. So it's still backed up and slowing back to Timonium Road. Once you get to the Beltway, the lanes are open. Never found anything. There was a report of a wreck somewhere on the JFX around Ruxton Road. Looking at it live, there's no impact at all between the Beltway and the city-county line. There's a new report of a vehicle fire on Bel Air Road. It's going to be around the Harford County, Baltimore County line in the area of Jerusalem Roads. Heads up for the fire department there. Big wreck early this morning. Pickup truck and a box truck ran together, and then they went off the road and almost hit a building. Actually, I think they went into the building on Pulaski Highway eastbound between White Marsh Boulevard and Allender Road. So eastbound is blocked. You'll go over and pick up Philadelphia Road through there. Beltway with the normal delays. Nothing major, but definitely slow southbound on the approaches to both the Harbor Tunnels. And the morning construction area is there. I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, I found a piece of land that you might be interested in and joining Bruce and I in investing in.
Yeah.
Sagamore Farm, the Kevin Plank property is now up for sale.
Is it really?
$22 million. Yeah.
How much down?
But that's usually what, 20%?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because otherwise.
1,000 down.
Yeah.
So you put me in for $3.98.
Okay. I wonder if he'll do a couple of parcels on barter.
Yeah, I would think.
Chuck could work the land, so to speak.
Yeah.
You can
wait to listen to
put a bit in my mouth, have me plow the field during the day?
Not again.
Not again. You mean like every morning?
Yes, like every morning.
Yeah, 5:45, they put the bit in my mouth, say, show him now.
And give him a whack on the backside, he's off and running.
It's like that mule.
Hey, Chuck. See you in a couple. Weather channels is cloudy with scattered showers today. 66, the expected high right now, 44, and cloudy in Forest Hill. And it's 48 with some maybe light rain in the next hour in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yesterday, the first total Trump cabinet meeting was held, and it was a doozy. First of many to come. And the president talked about the accomplishments in the first 37 days.
In just over 1 month, illegal border crossings have plummeted by numbers that nobody's actually ever seen before. It's much more than 100%. And we've unleashed American energy at levels that will soon be reported. But we think we're going to get it going very quickly. We have incredible people on the energy front. I think we have really great people on every front. I'll let you know if they're not good, but I think they really are. And we're fighting every day to get the prices down. The inflation is stopping slowly, but part of the reason it's stopping is because of high interest rates and other problems that we inherited. But we have to get the prices down, not the inflation down, the prices of eggs and various other things. Eggs are a disaster. The Secretary of Agriculture is going to be showing you a chart that's actually mind-boggling what's happened, how low they were with us and how high they are now. But I think we can do something about it, Madam Secretary, and I think you're going to do a fantastic job in that position.
Now, they're talking about temporary importing eggs to lower the prices until they get enough hens because they killed or
bird
culled.
100 million.
Yeah, it's just off the charts. As to the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, that came up yesterday as well.
We're just talking about Afghanistan and the botched withdrawal. Have all the generals or command staff that were involved with the withdrawal fired or relieved of duty?
Well, that's a great idea. I'm not going to tell this man what to do, but I will say that. If I had his place, I'd fire every single one of them, Pete. That's a very good question.
Well, it's a question we've thought a lot about. We're doing a complete review of every single aspect of what happened with the botched withdrawal of Afghanistan and plan to have full accountability. It's one of the first things we announced at the Defense Department for that reason, sir. General Raisin Kane, who's on his way in, was not a part of that. Instead, was a part of leading the effort against ISIS by untying the hands of warfighters and finishing the job properly and then bringing our troops home. So we're taking a very different view, obviously, than the previous administration, and there will be full accountability.
I don't see big promotions in that group.
Yeah, to say the least. And then, once again, a reporter continues to ask Trump, is he going to cut Social Security and Medicare?
Right. Can you guarantee that Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security will not be touched?
Yeah, I mean, I have said it so many times, you shouldn't be asking me that question. Okay? This will not be read my lips. It won't be read my lips anymore. We're not going to touch it. Now, we are going to look for fraud. I'm sure you're okay with that, like people that shouldn't be on, people that are illegal aliens and others, criminals in many cases. And that's with Social Security. We have a lot of people. You see that immediately when you see people that are 200 years old that are being sent checks for Social Security. Some of them are actually being sent checks. So we're tracing that down, and I have a feeling that Pam is going to do a very good job with that. But you have a lot of fraud. We're not doing anything on that.
Elon was there, and of course he talked about his email to the 2 million federal employees that many thought was a performance review. He said, no, it really wasn't.
I think that email perhaps was best interpreted as a performance review, but actually it was a pulse-check review. Do you have a pulse? Give a pulse and tune your eyes. So if you have a pulse and tune your eyes, you can reply to an email.
How many of the million that didn't respond are actually employed by the federal government? That's the question.
Or just they're employed but don't bother checking their business email because they don't do anything. And some of them may be on vacation. There may be other circumstances. That's fine. And it's not a universal. But how do you get a baseline unless you try to get a baseline?
And Musk went on to say that if we don't fix our debt, the country is going to go bankrupt.
I'm getting a lot of death threats, by the way. I mean, I like to stack them up, but if we don't do this, America will go bankrupt.
Yeah, and we're approaching $37 trillion in debt. And the plan is that $1 trillion in cuts and $1 trillion in revenue should balance the budget.
Not good.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, at least they're trying.
Yep.
They're trying to get it done. Previous uniparty types didn't even care.
Lip just service, and that was it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is day 37 of the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
It's 7:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity. Weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Back up on 83 now is back even beyond the ramps at Fredonia Road. And the problem is there's a wreck on the ramp from southbound 83, the ramp that would take you to the outer loop of the Beltway and over towards the JFX and Green Spring Avenue. That's a 2-lane ramp right now. It's a single lane ramp. So with that, we're backed up. If you're going to be taking the ramp to the inner loop towards Charles Street and York Road, you'll be okay getting by to the left. Fire department now is just pulling out from the right side of the roadway southbound. So maybe we're making a little progress there, and we'll get this other lane open. We'll keep you posted on that. Big backup already, though. Bel Air Road actually was a vehicle fire, and it looks like it is causing some problems around the area of the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Eastbound Pulaski Highway is still closed with the wreck east of White Marsh Boulevard and out towards Allender Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy today. Scattered showers possible. 66. Dry overnight. 40 tomorrow. Cooler, sunny, and 54. Warms up Saturday. Partly cloudy. 62. It's cloudy and 48 in Ellicott City. 48 in Stevensville. And that is the latest on the morning drive.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM 724. Pass this along. I had an email come in from Dennis, who said, unless Hackman had a small part in Young Frankenstein, of which I'm unaware, I think the listener had the wrong gene in mind. No, actually, he did. He was the blind priest who lit Peter Boyle's thumb on fire instead of the cigar. So it was, he was uncredited.
He was thinking of Gene Wilder, but Gene Hackman was in there as well. Yeah. Steve in Reisterstown.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I'm sick of everybody taking up for these pro athletes. Let Tucker come out on the news, say, look, I'm going to donate $100,000 and prove my innocence, because there's, when it's proved that it's true, just let him come out and talk. Let him come out and take it, go under oath. But, you know, lawyers give you permission to lie. 16 people. Give me a break, man. It's like Terrell Suggs, all these people that beat their wives. But the man puts the cross on his forehead before he kicks a field goal. You know, the hardest thing in life, I've told you guys, is not to be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Steve, let me ask you, what are the names again of those 16 individuals who have made these accusations?
I don't know what they are, Bruce, but let me tell you something. I had an incident yesterday. I put a $100 bill in to pay for lunch, and I was accused of not putting a $100 bill in. You know what I said? Let's go to the cameras.
Yeah.
In front of a camera.
Right.
Let's prove that I'm innocent. He will not come on the air to say he's innocent because he's got a lawyer that's going to lie for him.
No, he's put out statements saying he's innocent. Look, I understand.
On the air, Bruce, put yourself out there on the air. You do it every day. I do it every day. If someone did that to me, I'd put up $10,000 to a charity if they prove me I'm wrong.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call and the opinion.
The problem is you can't prove a negative, and that's just being asked.
No, you can't.
Prove you did not do something more than 3 years ago.
Right, but there's also, you know, again, you can go on a PR offensive. You can go on a PR offensive, and he's denied it initially, and he's softened his tone now a little bit. But you should be on, if you didn't do these things, if you really truly think you're innocent, they are smearing your reputation. They're defaming your character, and he you know, he's a Christian, and he's got, you know, he's a professional athlete, and he is a spokesman for Royal Farms. He's got all this stuff. You would think that you'd be fighting really hard to defend your honor
I agree. Look,
I'm saying, you're right. You can't prove a negative, but what you can do is you can accentuate the positive and say, "I did not do this." But again,
he has said that. I don't need him to come out every day on camera and say that.
Well, every time you had these, all this trickle of accusations. There have been 16 different women that have stepped forward, or massage therapists that have stepped forward and accused him of this. He's got to answer every single one of these.
Well, fine. They all came out at the same time. They're all anonymous. They all came out. Nothing happened within the statute of limitations. Again, there's just odd questions that surround this. We had the email earlier on this morning who said, we're to believe somehow he misbehaved like crazy until exactly the statute of limitations and has done nothing since? I mean, something doesn't ring right. Again, if these individuals have any proof whatsoever, put your name on it, come out and make the accusation in public. Hi, I'm Sally Johnson, and this happened to me. Here he is in my booking sheet. Then you have he said, she said. But then if you have 16 he said, she says with names attached, that begins to change the context of this. Right now, still, we have 16 individuals who have come out and said these things about Tucker Carlson. He said, I did not do this. And he came out again and said, I did not do this. Look, I'm terribly sorry if anything I did was misconstrued.
I just wonder what the end game is here. I mean, for these women that are alleging this, where's their corroboration? Where are the other either witnesses that can corroborate their stories?
Contemporary statements.
Or the spas themselves. Or one of them was the Ritz-Carlton. So, you would think that, I think that in one case they said that they did have paperwork that they banned him from their spa. I can't remember which one that was. But there's got to be some corroboration here as well. So, wait, see, this story is not over. The NFL is looking into it.
Hey, time to celebrate American Heart Month, folks, with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. And that's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant, or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com, and don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Coming up next, Democrat hypocrisy on lost jobs and people who are being fired. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Adirondack County Executive Stuart Pittman has updated the public on the cyber incident that's impacted county government systems. Pittman says the county is working with its Office of Information Technology, public safety officials, cybersecurity specialists, and each department to conduct a full investigation. Baltimore County Police are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding a fatal pedestrian crash in Catonsville. 37-year-old Jessica Davis struck by a car and killed in the 5400 block of Baltimore National Pike that was Tuesday evening. The driver of the car that struck her was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Police say the crash remains under investigation. No word on the identities of the three people injured after a small plane that took off from Martin State crashed in Vermont on Wednesday. Plane took off from Middle River, crashed into Mount Equinox at an elevation of nearly 3,200 feet. Plane went down around 8:30 in the morning. Emergency responders reached the scene shortly after 10 a.m. after dealing with dense fog and snow that was up to 4 feet deep at the crash site. That snow, though, may have been good news for the pilot and the two passengers because they all suffered non-life-threatening injuries. National Transportation Safety Board and FAA are expected to arrive at the scene Friday to begin their investigation. Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker, and we've been talking about this morning, is denying the growing number of sexual harassment allegations made against him. 16 massage therapists have accused Tucker of inappropriate behavior. Tucker issued a statement Wednesday saying he never acted inappropriately and that he respects the massage therapy profession. The accusations started in January when 6 women initially accused him of inappropriate sexual behavior between 2012 and 2016. The NFL has launched an investigation. 7:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messelthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3 lottery number 688. Pick 4, 2065. Now at 733. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the 3s.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway. It looks like a tractor trailer, another vehicle involved. Outer loop before you get to Security Boulevard, right side of the roadway. Nobody there behind it yet. They have their flashers on, but there's nobody there yet. So we're going to get a quick backup. We're already backed up anyway, back to 795. Now it's going to back up even beyond that. So south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, you need to be in the center and the left side of the roadway. Not sure if they're going to have to tow this vehicle away, but it looks like he almost hit the back end of this tractor trailer on the right side. The wreck that was southbound 83 on the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway has cleared, so we had a backup that was back to Pedonia Road. Barring any new problems now, that should begin to settle down. Pulaski Highway still closed with the wreck east of White Marsh Boulevard. The eastbound lanes are blocked. Vehicle fire on Bel Air Road near the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a weak cold front headed our way, but it does bring some rain. Showers scattered today. Temperatures still mild, 66. Cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 54. Saturday, partly cloudy, 62 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith on the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lowe's knows that with job site delivery as soon as same day, you can get what you need without losing valuable time. They help, you save. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes for same-day delivery, subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the annual NFLPA team report cards were handed out yesterday in Indianapolis. Overall, the Ravens did okay, but concerns linger about John Harbaugh. Baltimore ranks 13th overall compared to 15th a year ago. Players citing, quote, strong leadership from the owner, general manager, and head coach. The team, however, gets lower marks for treatment of families, locker room, and training room facilities. And then on Harbaugh, last year ranked 20th and given an overall B+. Plus, he was given a grade of B this year and slipped to 28th in this year's report. Only 75% of Ravens players felt that Harbaugh is efficient with his time, which ranked 28th in the league. Overall, the Dolphins were first, the Cardinals were worse. The Steelers finished 28th and the Browns finished 30th. The biggest jump was made by the Chargers, who climbed from 30th to 5th in the first year under Jim Harbaugh. On the football front, GM Eric DaCosta assessing the draft.
I think this draft class is pretty strong. You know, I think you've got on the defensive line, you've got some guys, some defensive ends that, when we say defensive end, we mean outside linebackers.
An area of need for the Ravens, despite finishing second in the league last year in sacks. Meanwhile, the NFL mulling changes to its rule book under consideration, rethinking overtime rules and using a virtual measuring system to determine first downs, and that's probably about time. There was no joy in Mudville last night, or College Park for that matter. Maryland and Michigan State tied at 55 with 5 seconds to play. Maryland with the ball, playing for the last shot.
Gillespie for three. Goal or no. Holloman looks the clock. Half court for the win.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness! Holloman from half court to win it on the road.
Jason Horowitz at the call on BTN. The Spartans do stun the Terps, 58-55. Grayson Rodriguez makes his spring debut this afternoon in Sarasota as the O's host the Blue Jays one day after Tomoyuki Sugano made his. Two scoreless, Pirates beat the Orioles 7-3. And finally, as Sean and Bruce have been reporting this morning, the great Gene Hackman has passed away. There's a Baltimore sports connection. Hackman starred alongside Keanu Reeves in the football movie The Replacements, filmed at what was then PSINet Stadium back in 1999. Not the greatest sports movie of all time, but cool that it was here. Gene Hackman was 95 years old. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Orioles have a job for you.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
What's the weirdest job you guys have ever had? Like when you were a kid or...
Weirdest?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Coolest, weirdest, whatever.
Toughest job I ever was carrying sheetrock for one summer. That
good,
was
good for
before
you.
Before I was playing ball at DeMatha. That built some character, let me tell you.
It was way out of my league.
I washed pots and pans at a place called the Abbey, which is a resort in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. You walked in, you walked over to your sink where the pots and pans were. You washed pots and pans for 4 hours, took a 30-minute lunch break, and then washed pots and pans for another 4 hours, and then went home.
I woke up at 4:30 in the morning and got the produce from my dad's grocery store, and then loaded the produce onto the truck, and then loaded the produce into the bins, and then went to school at 7:30 in the morning. How about that? Well, here's something
you
for
you. You walked uphill both ways. Yeah, okay, we got it.
In the snow.
So you're used to getting
in the snow in Miami.
Yes.
Here's something for you. The Orioles posting on teamworkonline.com. They are looking for live hot dog race performers.
Wow.
Is that up your alley at all? What do you think?
Maybe the three of us should do it.
Here's the... Exactly. Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Here's the job
description.
I don't
think you can catch up to me.
Well, nicely done. Here's the job description. The Orioles seeking part-time live hot dog race performers for game days, events, and public appearances to take on the persona of ketchup, mustard, and relish, a.k.a. the Camden Franks. So, you know what? We're a package deal.
Be a package deal. I don't know if you could cut the mustard, though, Gary.
No. Here we go. Okay. I'm gonna put a call and see what happens.
All right. Could be a great... It might be the shortest race known to man.
All right. We'll be falling all over ourselves.
Yes, we will. Just collapse right on the field. 7:30 with 9, 21 minutes out for the hour of 8 o'clock. So all this teeth gnashing and hand-wringing and the bleeding hearts of Elon Musk. You got to fire Musk. Trump is firing all these federal employees, and he's cold-hearted, and they're callous, and blah, blah, blah. And the media's going along with it, right?
Yeah.
It's all, again, he's just trying to cut the waste, fraud, abuse out of our federal government. We have a $37 trillion debt. We need to do something, otherwise the country goes bankrupt, and that's not going to go well. Well, the media felt differently when there was another guy in office. Yeah. Remember Chairman Joe, after he told, he was cutting fossil fuels out, no more coal, no more Keystone XL pipeline. Yep. All sorts of jobs are being lost in the first month of his administration. Here's what he told coal miners what they should do after they lost their jobs.
Ask me toward the end of our administration, Joe's going to determine what the jobs of the future are. Anybody who could go down 300 to 3,000 feet in a mine sure and hell can learn how to program as well. Anybody who can throw coal into a furnace can learn how to program, for God's sake.
Yeah. Oh, boy. The sympathy, the empathy on the part of Joe Biden. Learn to code, man. Thanks to our executive producer, Kristen Hegrick, for finding these nuggets here yesterday. Another is Jen Psaki. Remember her? Circle back Psaki?
Yep.
What about all the guys that lost jobs on the Keystone XL pipeline?
What would you say to those who have lost their job or will lost their job as a result of that decision? What would the message from the president and the White House be?
The message of the president and the White House would be that he is
is committed. His record will shows the American people that he's committed to clean energy jobs, to jobs that are not only good, high-paying jobs, union jobs, but ones that are also good for our environment. He thinks it's possible to do both. He led an effort when he was the vice president to put millions of people to work with those both of those priorities in mind, and he will continue to do that as president. But he had opposed the Keystone Pipeline back in 2013 when it was when there was a consideration of the permit. Or sorry, I don't think it was 2013. I think it was a little bit after that. And he's been consistent in his view, and he was delivering on a promise he made to the American public during the campaign.
Mm-hmm. From the Book of Word Salads, written by Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Wow. That was one of the worst word salads I've ever heard come out of the... This is a press spokesperson, by the way. So again, no empathy for the people that lost jobs at Keystone XL Pipeline. And what about all the green jobs that the Biden administration had promised? This is Peter Ducey grilling Jen Psaki once again.
Thank you, Jen. I do have a question on COVID, but first on energy. When is it that the Biden administration is going to let the thousands of fossil fuel industry workers, whether it's pipeline workers or construction workers, who are either out of work or will soon be out of work because of a Biden EO, when it is and where it is that they can go for their green job? And that is something the administration has promised. There is now a gap. So I'm just curious when that happens, when those people can count on that.
Well, I'd certainly welcome you to present your data of all the thousands and thousands of people who won't be getting a green job. Maybe next time you're here, you can present that.
Well, you said that they would be getting green jobs, so I'm just asking when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, look, no empathy, no sympathy for people that they fired, the coal miners, the Keystone XL pipeline workers. There was zero. The media was okay with that. Apparently, liberals were okay with that. But because Trump now is trying to downsize government and create more private sector jobs and economic growth, now it's a problem.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. A man who is a problem child for us every 10 minutes on the threes, and we love him because of that. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Hey, by the way, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. You got 60 seconds. Get it in gear. Chuck.
All right. Thank you very much. Brought to you as a service. Bertie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. State Police now behind this wreck. Outer loop before Security Boulevard. Tractor trailer, another vehicle involved. Right lane, no shoulders available. It's in the construction zone. The backup starts there. Moves all the way back to and beyond the ramp at 795. I looked at 795. You're slow at the bridge at McDonough Road. So heads up, coming south from Owingsville Boulevard. Very hard right now to merge onto the Beltway because of this backup. Now, here it is. When you get to Liberty Road, the next bridge down overhead is Windsor Mill Road. When you get there, you need to be in the center and the left-hand lanes because the state police are blocking the right lane. I don't know if these vehicles have to be towed out or exactly what's going on, but for right now, they're in the right lane. Big delay. Southbound 83, still a bit slow. Pedonia Road down to the Beltway. There was a wreck there earlier. It's trying to recover. Still backed up in that area. Rest of the Beltway with the normal delays. All the heavy traffic south and the usual backups at both the harbor tunnels. That construction is underway northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. It's not too early to think about a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, and rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy today, scattered showers possible throughout the day today, 66. Tonight, 40 and dry. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, 54. Saturday, warms up again, partly cloudy, and 62. Right now, 49 with some light rain maybe in Severn, and it is 48 in Middle River. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You're going to be the winner. And this prize today, spring's coming early with your chance to win tickets, four-pack, Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air, happening this weekend and next at Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. Get ready to shop, compare, and save with over 450 trusted home experts, everything from kitchens and baths to flooring and more. Our contestant today, Ben in Pikesville. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning. I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Does Chucky have malpractice insurance? Because I've been late to work the last 2 days because he didn't mention anything about the JFX. Is there malpractice insurance?
Is there malpractice?
Yeah, for Chucky.
For traffic?
Yeah.
When'd you get caught?
Yeah.
When did you get caught?
Well, see, he
last
like...
2 days, you don't mention anything about the JFX, and I'm not moving.
No, he's not moving.
Now, look at it. Looks fine to me. You want a personalized report?
Yeah.
That'll cost you, Ben. That's all extra.
You call us up, tell you need a report, and I'll tell you what the JFX is doing. Now, keep in mind, there are only two cameras working, so I got you to the city-county line. After that, you're on your own. Sons of bitches won't turn the damn cameras on after that.
All right, Ben, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
How you like that?
I'll follow the best traffic guy in the whole world. I'll follow Chucky.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
It's going
to
be nice to me. See, you cut my ass off right there. See?
Well, you know, there is a certain amount of, like, meteorologists can be wrong half the time and still get paid buku bucks. But traffic guys are a little bit more accurate. We just happen to have the most accurate guy in the business. Not that he's perfect, but, you know, 99%.
I hear.
That's why we love Chuck.
He occasionally has a laugh.
Chuck's on him.
Like he likes us.
I'm absorbing what he said.
Yeah.
I'll either be pissed off or smile.
Right. Smile.
Okay, I'll smile.
Story one. Daily Caller is reporting that USAID sent money to NGOs headed up by Biden donors, 9 of them, and that 5 of them kicked back money to an LLC set up and run by Hunter Biden.
Well, of course.
Uh-oh. Story two, University of Florida's College of Journalism and Communication recently advertising for scholarships for undocumented students. The school sent an email newsletter of the Night Division Digest. Campus Reform got a hold of it and alerted students to the fact that illegal aliens were eligible for the scholarships while law-abiding Floridians were not. They've now pulled those scholarships. And story three, it seems unthinkable that anything could live after tens of thousands of years in hibernation.
Look at their sales department. Just kidding. I don't need any more negative stuff.
I did not pause there on purpose. The discovery
just kidding
of a tiny creature in the Siberian permafrost has sparked conversations about how resilient life can be. Apparently, a frozen worm, which had been captured and frozen in the permafrost for 46,000 years, has now been brought back to life, according to zoologists at the University of Cologne. 46,000 years. Have they watched any of these horror shows, these horror pictures, these things that come back and either have viruses or come back with vengeance?
See that, Bruce? You can come back to life.
No, I don't think there's any hope for him. Story one, Daily Caller. Reports that Biden donors kicking back money to Hunter Biden through USAID. Story two, University of Florida offering illegal alien scholarships. Story three, frozen worm comes back to life after 46,000 years. All right, we will start with Mr. Bruce.
All right, the USAID story. Yeah, we'll see. Let's start from the back. The worm, the 46,000-year-old worm, I believe that's true. It was actually found inside a 46,003-year-old bottle of tequila. And apparently that sustained it for all this time. I think that's a true story. Story number two, I think, is fake news.
All right. Bruce goes with story two. Kristen?
I think that one is true, and I think three could be true. So I'm going to go with number one. I'm sure that's happening, but I don't think they've either found it yet, or if they did, it wouldn't be Daily Caller announcing it.
All right. And Chuck?
Two, please.
Chuck goes for two, along with Bruce. Ben?
Oh, God, this is terrible. I get no help from anybody. I want to do three, actually.
Ben is going to go solo on story number three.
You better hurry up, Ben. The JFX is backing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been moving, so yeah, thanks a lot.
I know. I'll just tell you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's my CYA report this morning.
That's right.
Yeah, backing up southwest.
At least one report had him backing up on the JFX, so he's covered. All right. Frozen worm comes back to life. Story number three. Ben, sorry, that's a true story.
Oh!
Yeah, thank you so much, anyway, for listening.
140 now. Get going.
Head play. Story one, the Daily Caller reporting the kickbacks from the NGOs to Hunter Biden. That's our fake news story. Kristen was the only one.
Again, she smokes us virtually every time.
All right, well, because...
Quick update?
Yes?
Outer loop wreck before security just cleared, just rolled out.
Okay. How's the JFX?
JFX is a little busy out to Ruxton Road.
Okay. What about the plaza?
Yeah. Plazas are both clear right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Information.
Very good. Tunnels?
So, plazas are still there. You realize that.
Thanks, Chuck. The plazas are still there.
95 and 895, they both have a plaza. The Bay Bridge does not.
Our traffic team cameras have confirmed.
Yeah, that's what you
and now there's partial. And now there's partial score from sports, 73.
Thank you very much.
Under this five, the Orioles two.
We got to run. Thank you. See you in a couple. 751 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, this is Italo, your host of Liberatore's in Bel Air. People often tell me that they come from far and wide to dine at our restaurant. One reason is the great atmosphere and the friendly service here. Another reason is the wide selection of really delicious entrees we serve. From our crab raviolis to our rigatoni vodka, and from our shrimp fra diablo to our great steaks and chops, you won't find food anywhere any better than Liberatore's in Bel Air. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Liberatore's Restaurant in Bel Air.
Stop. Do not wait. Do not wait until it's too late. Crestlock.com specializes in transponder keys and remotes for most cars. Do not wait until you lose your last key or remote before you get a duplicate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800. And ask for Ashley. Or stop into our state-of-the-art showroom at 10015 Plaski Highway and get your transponder key or spare remote today at Crestlock.com.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680. AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. When news breaks, we'll be there to help glue it back together before your mom and dad get home. 7:53, traffic over there on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker. Baltimore County says they're heading out to a wreck inner loop of the Beltway around Southwestern Boulevard. Just looking at the camera here at Westland Boulevard on the bridge. I don't see it there, but heads up, they're coming into that area. We'll get the information once they arrive. The wreck on the Beltway did clear from the right lane before Security Boulevard. I think they just moved down into the painted out area around Security Boulevard, because we're still slow even in that area right around I-70. So the backup is still there. It's still going to be slow moving south from 795, and then gets better after the bridge at I-70, eventually down towards Frederick Road. Both the tunnels are backed up again towards the city-county line this morning. Anywhere from 20 to 25 minute delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy, scattered showers possible throughout the day, and 66 for the high. Tonight down to 40 for the low, and then warming up over the weekend as well. Right now, some light rain maybe in the next hour. 49 in the city, and it's 50 and cloudy in Annapolis. And coming up, top of the hour, Vincent Schiraldi. Is it time for him to step down after he admitted he doesn't even know what's going on in his own agency half the time?
Yeah, the old routine, good cop, bad cop stuff. I love that stuff on TV. You got a good cop, bad cop. Well, they're kind of, in my view, they're doing this now about the border. You have the good cop, nice, kind, sweet, gentle voice, Kristi Noem, who says in her calmest, nicest voice, we're going to go back to a law that was written around 1940. I guess we'll use that one, if that's okay with you guys.
We are putting in place and enforcing the Alien Registration Act, which is using every single tool that we have at our disposal to do exactly what President Trump promised the American people. The Alien Registration Act says that within 30 days of being in this country illegally, someone must register with the federal government. They will be fingerprinted. They must announce that they are here. And if they do so, they can avoid criminal charges and fines, and we will help them relocate right back to their home country.
Isn't that nice? We'll help them out. We're going to be really nice about it. All you have to do is just come in and say hi and get yourself registered. It's kind of a carrot and stick approach.
What this does is provide them an opportunity to come back someday and to be a part of the American dream. If they don't register, they're breaking the federal law, which has always been in place. We're just going to start enforcing it to make sure that these aliens go back home. And when they want to be an American, then they can come and visit us again.
Again, the prospect is do it legally and we'd welcome you back. If you don't register and make sure you're legal, then you may have some severe problems down the road.
And you watch all the lefties in the media and the Democrats break down on this. These people have violated the immigration laws of the United States.
They sure have.
And they should get no special exemptions whatsoever. And they're offering a little bit of a favor here. Just self-register, self-deport, and you could come back in. You'll be on the list to come back in. Don't do it, and there'll be fines, maybe even prison time, and you're banned from life. So,
yeah, if you really want to be here, then we'll be real nice about it. Just come on with me and help you get home so you can continue to lead the best of all possible lives in your home country until it's time for you to come back in and visit. By the way, she has very unkind words to say about those individuals who are putting ICE agents and, of course, all the other agents who are involved in this at physical risk.
What they're doing is putting these law enforcement officers' lives in jeopardy, that they are exposing them to dangerous criminals, to the cartels, to gangs that want and will take their lives in order to perpetuate their drug trafficking, their human trafficking, and their illegal activities. So this doxing in many times is not just risky, but it's dangerous, it's criminal, and we will go after them, and there will be consequences.
Yeah, Tom Holman, by the way, he is the bad cop role here in this little mini drama. He says he's already handed the cases over to Department of Justice because he says, let's identify the doxers, prosecute them, and put them behind bars.
I think that's crossing the line of impediment, and I hope the Department of Justice agrees with me so we find out who's doing it. Hopefully we can prosecute them and put them in jail. Look, I know all about doxing. I got a state, Governor Youngkin has assigned a state trooper to my home 24/7. I have a marked car outside my door right now. I got a security detail. The left has lost their minds. It's all of a sudden the ones who enforce the law, the bad guys, the ones who break the law, the victims.
Yeah, that is on its head. The ones who enforce the laws, all of a sudden, they're the bad guys. These doxers, that's what they would have you believe. And Holman says, understand something. They're coming no matter what. I mean, you dox us, we'll adjust to that, we'll fix it, we'll make sure our people are protected. But believe me, once we catch you, we're going to make sure that you are dealt with accordingly, and we're still coming. We're still going to get the illegals. We're still going to kick them out of the country.
So far, still no charges for Pritzker or for Hochul or for AOC or any of these people who are doxing and or the leakers. They've been found, but no charges of it, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, new homeowners are looking on sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low interest they have on their current home because inventory is not all that great right now. So let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-4s, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, listen up. Selling your Maryland and or lower Pennsylvania home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you've talked with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, and make sure that you give him your information. Because Vinny does it right. He does it using today's technology and selling techniques that is just going to blow your socks off. He's not just another agent. He's Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent I would trust to sell my home, Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court upholds, at least for now, the Trump administration's freeze on a couple of $1 billion worth of foreign aid.
Chief Justice John Roberts saying the court needs a chance to weigh in more fully. The lower court ruling came after nonprofit groups and businesses filed a lawsuit challenging the administration's aid freeze. followed one of President Trump's executive orders targeting what he called wasteful programs. The Trump administration says it's eliminating more than 90% of USAID's foreign aid contracts and $60 billion in overall U.S. assistance around the world. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The British Prime Minister sees his country as a bridge between the United States and Europe.
It's vital that we continue in that role, and that's why my message to President Trump is that the relationship between our two countries needs to go from strength to strength. It's all very strong, but also working at the same time with our European allies.
Keir Starmer in Washington for talks today with President Trump, at which Ukraine will top the agenda. Tomorrow, Ukrainian President Zelensky is scheduled to meet with Mr. Trump, who expects to sign a profit-sharing deal on rare earth minerals in Ukraine.
It brings us great wealth. We get back the money that we spent, and we hope that we're going to be able to settle this up.
First phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal is complete with the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, exchanged for the bodies of four hostages held in Gaza by Hamas. They were found in their New Mexico home. The bodies of Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog discovered during a welfare check. Police say they do not suspect foul play. Gene Hackman dead at the age of 95. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures up 110 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 174. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we tracked the accident down on the Beltway. We thought the initial call said inner loop at Southwestern Boulevard. It looks like it's going to be on the inner loop between Security Boulevard and Liberty Road. I see traffic moving at Liberty, but right in this area where the construction is between Security Boulevard and the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, the wreck is now on the inner loop. We had the wreck earlier on the outer loop right in the same area. Don't know which lanes yet, but you'll have a backup if you're coming up the Beltway from Route 40, crossing underneath I-70. And again, some traffic is moving at Liberty Road, but it's very slow right now on the northbound inner loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a weak cold front headed our way, but it does bring some rain. Showers scattered today. Temperatures still mild, 66. Cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 54. Saturday, partly cloudy, 62 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now are moderate. Aberdeen, 40 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 46. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. City police investigating a Wednesday night murder in southwest Baltimore. Officers have found the victim in the unit block of Bruce Street shortly after 8:30 last night. Medics took him to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Most Marylanders showing support for expanding energy sources in the state. From top to bottom, a new UMBC Institute of Politics survey of 803 registered voters asked respondents to say whether they supported or opposed various sources. Most popular, solar energy. 80% support expanding the use. 74% support the expansion of natural gas. On the bottom end, you have 51% supporting expanded use of nukes, and coal had the lowest support at 42% for expansion there.
Attleboro County Executive Stuart Pittman has updated the public on the cyber incident that's impacted county government systems. Pittman says the county is working with its Office of Information Technology, public safety officials, cybersecurity specialists, and each department to conduct a full investigation. And Baltimore County Police continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding a fatal pedestrian crash in Columbia. I'm sorry, that's in Catonsville, not Columbia. 37-year-old Jessica Davis struck by a car and killed the 5400 block of Baltimore National Pike, and that was Tuesday night. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 688. Pick 4, 2065. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Justin Tucker is softening his comments yesterday regarding the allegations lodged against him. The Ravens kicker telling Clay Travis's Outkick that he never intended, quote, to disrespect anyone, cross any boundary, or make anyone feel uncomfortable in any way whatsoever. And to anyone who has felt otherwise, I am sorry. Back when the story broke on January 30th, Tucker accused the Baltimore Banner of skewing his interactions with massage therapists so out of proportion they are no longer recognizable and presenting vague insinuations as fact. He called it desperate tabloid fodder. Meanwhile, the news sunnier in Florida, where the O's got the spring debut of Tomioki Sugano yesterday against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And he bounces this double play ball to second. That is a 4-6-3 DP.
Pirates radio with the call. Two scoreless for Sugano. The Orioles fall 7-3. Today in Sarasota, Grayson Rodriguez takes the hill against the Blue Jays. And in College Park last night, in case you haven't heard, Maryland falls hard in a heartbreaker.
Gillespie for three!
Call on BTN, Trey Holloman, a 60-foot buzzer beater. Michigan State 58, Maryland 55. After the game, a sullen Kevin Willard.
We had fought so hard to come back. Got a great rebound, got the push. And then, you know, that's just a tough way to lose a game.
But crusher, no doubt. Coming up at 8:35, Ovi's Chase continues tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here on The Morning Drive. with Casey and Elliot. One of these days.
You're going to make a mistake and I have the microphone open.
Gary's waving me off. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
He said, no, just let me get out of the studio first. Because when the bomb goes off in here, he wants nothing to do with it.
Coming up in this hour, Maine censures one of their representatives because she is speaking out against biological males in female sports. And so the left doesn't like that. Tulsi is firing the NSA workers in those secret sex chat rooms, and they're doing other things in those chat rooms as well. But the top story here today is that there are ongoing issues with juveniles, as you know, in this state and in the Baltimore Metro. The teenage gunman accused of killing one teen and critically injuring another outside Columbia Mall this weekend had a history with the criminal courts and the school system. Emmetson Zaya, 18 years of age, arrested in December in an unrelated case and charged with attempted first-degree murder of a Columbia student. Court records indicate he posted a $50,000 bond, was ordered to wear an ankle monitor, and was placed on private home detention. Following that arrest, Zaya was not allowed to return to his Howard County High School. Instead, he was put in the county's Passages program, which provides, ready for it, air quotes, enhanced supervision and services for students who've been in trouble with the law. Just over 6 weeks after he started in that program, police arrested Zaya again, charging him with a deadly violence against Columbia Mall. The company that monitored Zaya reported he violated his release several times, February 13th, 14th, 18th, and 20th. However, it was a week after the initial violation, the company then notified the court. By then, it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's really keeping track of these people. Let's be honest here. Nobody's keeping track. And last fall, Vinny Schiraldi told us that the new policy going forward is if you have committed a violent act, you're going to be detained by the DJS. That did not happen in the case of Emmett and Zaya. They put him in some joke of a monitoring program that's supposed to get him back into class and not keep them from the public at large. So yesterday, Vinny Schiraldi went before the House Judicial Proceedings Committee and basically blamed his predecessor for a report that was pretty damning to the DJS. The report found they did not have proper oversight and accountability measures in place to track performance outcomes for all the programs juveniles are sent to by the department. He blamed his boss.
Much, but not all, of the data the report reviewed predates my tenure here.
No, it was the other guy's fault.
Sure. So it's the other. I mean, when in doubt, blame the guy who's not in the room.
And what about the tracking issues? Are you actually effectively tracking people in your program?
It is wrong that we cannot quantify that the way we should be able to. That is, I absolutely agree with the Opega report on that. But that does not mean that those kids aren't getting services.
Only 30% of them are. The report found there's no record of services provided for 70% of the juveniles referred. That's pretty damning, folks. It means the guy, 2 years in now, right? 2 years in. Governor Moore said he's the reformer. There's no actual evidence of any true reform for the better under his leadership or lack thereof. All right, more on this coming up in just a second.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so they're in the process now clearing these vehicles from the left-hand lane on the inner loop of the Beltway. It's just above the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. They're trying to get over to the right side now, but the problem is this whole thing is a big construction area there, so the traffic coming north from Frederick Road, from Route 40, and eventually up to this accident scene, be prepared for that delay. I'm not sure they're going to be able to clear the road, but I see the trooper now is moving north, at least up towards Liberty Road, so we may start to get the rest of these lanes open on the inner loop now coming up from I-70. The outer loop has been looking at it, and they're still backed up all the way back towards 795. So that's a continuation of some earlier problems there, and now both sides are jammed up
between Liberty Road and I-70. The big wreck early this morning, two vehicles ran together on Pulaski Highway eastbound between White Marsh Boulevard and Allender Road. That's still blocked off. Philadelphia Road is the detour for traveling in Howard County. There was a wreck on Washington Boulevard just before the light at Meadow Ridge Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy with scattered showers today, 66 for the high tonight, dry and a low near 40 right now, rain in the next hour, and 47 in Bel Air, 51 in Pasadena. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for us to head to the circus. Please enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Pramila Jayapal, highlighting one of the logical inconsistencies of the Democrat Party. Listen carefully to what she says.
We can't let them deport the millions of families across this country who have been doing the work that keeps our economy going every day. If you look at the food that's on your table, think about who picked it. If you look at your homes, think about who built them.
Okay, now, here's what you have to think about. Obviously, from what she's saying, there's an awful lot of work being done by illegals in this country. If you think about the Democrats' position in the past, what it has been and continues to be is that illegals do not take jobs from American workers. Now, if you can get both of those concepts in one paragraph, you're a better man than I am. They cannot simultaneously be doing all this work, building homes, etc., 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 and not taking American jobs. Because curiously, Americans are glad to build homes. They're glad to do a lot of the tasks that illegals are currently doing, being paid a lot less for, of course, typically being paid under the table, no benefits, using somebody else's Social Security number. But you cannot have it both ways, Pramila. Which are they? Essential to the economy or not a drag on American unemployment? You choose. But right now, just get out of here.
8:17, 17 minutes after the hour here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. So once again, I got to think this is, they're good buddies, Governor Westmore and the Secretary Schiraldi, because I don't see the proof in the pudding here. You've got damning reports. You had people warning us in Rikers Island, I think, in New York, and down in D.C., where he had a couple of his juvenile buddies over to the house for a cookout, and they escaped.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's apparently was no vetting done by Governor Moore, or he didn't care. And he's the only one that's a true reformer. There's probably plenty of reformers out there. I tell you what, put Tom Holman in charge of the DJS. See how that works out.
Yes.
You want reform? I got reform for you. But anyway, what happens down in Annapolis is the Democrats don't care about reform. They don't care about holding juveniles accountable. They only want the services. Okay? Why do they want services? Well, because that means that many of the Utes don't go to jail. Okay?
Yeah.
They keep them out of prison. And then the services, these are the NGOs and other organizations that get state tax money. And again, these are people who are going to vote Democrat for the foreseeable future. So they get a twofer. They get to keep Utes out of jail, and they get to reward some of their constituents and their Democrat donors with contracts. That's how it works in the state, folks. So Delegate Luke Clippinger, he doesn't care about the tracking. He doesn't care about holding any of these juveniles accountable. He just wants a better showing of services. And he asked Schiraldi if there was any follow-up after they intake a juvenile over at DJS.
A whole bunch of our kids are one and done, somewhere around 70 to 75%. We could spend a lot of time following up on them, and then we'd have less time to follow up on a bunch of other kids. So at some point we say, we're going to refer this kid, it's their first offense, and we're not going to spend a lot of resources on this kid.
You said that 75% of the time a person who is resolved at intake doesn't come back again.
Right.
After how long?
Right. Never. To our knowledge, never.
Yeah, I'd like a little bit more information about that. I'd like a little bit more information about the follow-up that happens when in the delegate's example, they resolve the intake because they are being diverted to some program. Who's following up with the program on the backside?
Yeah. Hey, they only care about services. What program is it being diverted to? We need to know. We need a better track on money. Not are they being held accountable. Not are they being detained. They have a perfect test case right in front of them with the Columbia Mall shooter.
Yeah, exactly.
You said last fall that you were going to detain people that committed violent acts. And now he's out there saying, 75% of them don't come back. I'm sorry, I don't believe the guy. Yeah. I think he lies like a rug.
Yeah, which 75% don't come back. Well, that's swell. What about the other 25%? I mean, that's not a small number. You're not saying like 98% of them don't come back. You're saying 3 out of 4 don't come back. But the fourth guy you got to watch out for? Come on.
Yeah, that is crazy. And still to come here on the program, Schiraldi, what do you hear what happens with no-shows? So there's a juvenile court case, and you know the parents have been notified, or the guardians, or whoever is in charge of the juvenile, and a lot of times they don't even show up. It's so bad in Maryland's juvenile court. A lot of parents, there's no respect, there's no punishment or accountability for the juvenile offender or the juvenile offender's parents when they don't show up in court. And heretofore, what they would do, they close the case. So if the parents, and the parents knew that, if the parents didn't show up, case closed. Case over. We dodged a bullet. Now, he claims he allegedly has changed that, but who came up with that nonsense? And then he's been there for 2 years, and you were closing cases when families didn't show up? How about issuing a bench warrant or something?
Or how about instituting specific fines for not showing up?
Or detaining their child until they did show up.
There are all kinds of options that you have on the table. For me, I mean, listen, it's easy. If you decide you're not going to show up, all right. If you have, it's $100 first time, $500 the second time, and $2,000 the third time.
But wait,
or whatever the case might be, you can afford that, knock yourself out.
Wait till you hear what he said about the no-shows. It's coming up in just a second here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The Rob Carson Show.
USAID is one of the organizations that funded the BLM riots that killed 30 people and caused $2 billion in damage. They used George Floyd's death, not murder, to destroy Donald Trump's presidency. And oh, Thor's hammer is coming down. God's hammer is coming down. Justice is coming for the people who did this to us.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Various and sundry hammers are coming down. Beware of them. Rob Carson, Talk Radio 680 WCVM this afternoon from noon till 3. Week 5, by the way, to never do our show hammered. Mostly because we're older, and it's, drinking that early in the morning is not a good idea. So, otherwise, we'd be glad to.
Why is that bottle of NyQuil always on Chuck's
yes, exactly.
desk?
It's, you know, and I wish
he's got an eternal cold.
If nothing else, Chuck, make a DayQuil instead, because we need you, bud.
Well, if it's over crushed ice, it's not bad.
That's right.
With a lemon twist.
Traffic and weather and DayQuil, Chuck Whitaker.
And you just sip it, then you put a couple drops behind each ears, and you're good
yeah,
to go
you're
down.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? See, there's a new wreck on the Beltway. Several today on the Beltway. This one's actually on both sides in the median, right around the area of the Back River Bridge, and right before Eastern Avenue. So there's no direct impact. There is a wrecker there and a couple of police vehicles there. But all the lanes are open. If you're coming down from Chesico Avenue, you're crossing the Back River Bridge on the inner loop, you'll see it. And there might be just a few brake lights there. They pushed all those vehicles off the roadway coming up to the inner loop around the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. They moved them up to the painted out area at Liberty Road. So they're not completely gone, but they're off the roadway. Both sides of the Beltway between 795 and Frederick Road are still slow.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, cloudy with scattered showers possible throughout the day, high of 66. Right now 51 with some light rain maybe in the next hour in Glen Burnie, 49 in Middle River. This to me was probably one of the big takeaways from yesterday's hearing with Delegate Luke Clippinger and the House Judiciary Committee with Secretary Schiraldi over the DJS. So I just explained the no-show thing, which was basically the family didn't show. The case was closed, and they just forgot about it. And it went away. Well, yesterday, Schiraldi said he was unaware. He was unaware of the policy he's been charged to reform by Governor Wes Moore 2 years in.
This is one area where the Opega report rang a bell for us, and I was like, is this true? I didn't know this one.
After the hearing, how is it possible that you didn't know that that was happening in your own agency?
What's happening here is that these are the young people who are the least risky kids being brought into our system. Generally, first offense misdemeanor cases that are very sort of low level, and they're low risk kids. So I paid most of my attention during the first 2 years on tackling the most serious and risky kids at risk of gun violence, and we've moved the dial on that in a way that I think is very important, and that's the public safety area I chose to focus on. And as time goes on, I picked new areas to focus on, and this will now be an important thing to pay attention to.
Bull Dookie.
Yeah.
How do you not know, as Secretary of the Department of Juvenile Services, that you had a policy that low-risk offenders, when the family didn't show up in juvenile court, you just close the case? And first off, there's a disconnect there. Isn't that the best time to get their attention? The first offense?
Yeah.
Whether they're low risk or not? You get their attention, and you make them not ever want to come back or re-offend. But see, this is a guy, he didn't really care about recidivism. He just makes sure that these offenders never go to jail. Because after all, their brains aren't fully developed until they're 25. So they don't know the difference between right and wrong. You know, at 25 or 24, whatever it is, they're still developing. They don't know if they shoot and kill somebody that's wrong. At 25, okay, now we're going to put them up. We're going to lock them up. You see the madness in that logic or lack thereof? And finally, Fox 45's Bulldog reporter Mackenzie Frost asking him, he serves at the pleasure of Governor Moore. So Governor Moore must be okay with having a guy that's ignorant of his own department's policies being the true, quote-unquote, reformer.
Has there been any conversations with the governor about looking for other employment on your behalf?
No, there has not.
No. Governor Moore, he thinks he's doing a bang-up job. So obviously he's still on the job. So he serves the pleasure of the governor. We're watching as juvenile crime explodes. It's probably worse than any other crime in the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland. I'd like to see the numbers. The carjackings, most of these are being done by teens. The gangs are running the younger teens because knowing that they're going to get released. Here's what you do. You get caught, they're going to release you to your mom and dad, or mom and grandmom, whatever.
Yeah.
Just tell them not to show up. Not to show up for the hearing. And the case will be dismissed. The case will be closed. Now, Schiraldi says he's ended that practice.
Okay. Truthful out. Let's find out.
Yeah. So, you know, again, I get more of the same. This is the second time he's been before the Assembly this year. He was back for the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee in January. And it just, again, he's an ideologue. He isn't a reformer. He's not a man of action. He's a paper pusher. Look, there were complaints, as I said, Rikers Island, D.C., everywhere he's gone, he's made it worse. Oh, Rob Carson just texted me, said Maryland needs to be dozed. Well, that's wishful thinking. Instead, we're getting dosed. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the latest? They've created DOSE here in Maryland. This is the Department of Social Equity, announced by Speaker Jones earlier this week. So we're going in the complete opposite direction. And by the way, we have become a national laughingstock. Have you seen the Condom for Kitties coverage?
Oh, wow. National news.
all the Kathy Zuliga was on Fox yesterday with John Roberts. I saw Delegate Fisher on with Todd Starnes on Newsmax.
I saw a story on CNN on it and one on MSNBC. So, I mean, it's everywhere.
Maryland has become officially now, under Governor Westmore, a laughingstock for this concept of condoms for kiddies. You think the governor can pick up the phone? What was it Delegate Williams? I think Nicole Williams out of Prince George's County that introduced this. What are you, crazy?
Withdraw the damn bill.
Get the bill. Withdraw the bill. What are you, nuts? I'm running for president in 3 years. I can't have condoms for kids in my in the vending machines in schools. But apparently, he's too busy granting interviews with Best Hot Dog in Annapolis. And oh, by the way, did I tell you I have a rescue dog, Tucker Balti.
Oh, hey.
More.
Let me point this out. I misidentified Justin Tucker. I identified him in at least one comment when we were talking about him earlier as Tucker Carlson. My apologies to both gentlemen.
8:30. Time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. There is no word on the identities of the three people injured after a small plane that took off from Martin State Airport crashed in Vermont on Wednesday. The plane took off from Middle River, crashed into Mount Equinox at an elevation of around 3,200 feet. It went into a huge snowbank, which may have saved some lives. The plane went down around 8:30 in the morning. Emergency responders reached the scene shortly before 10 a.m. After dealing with dense fog and snow that was up to 4 feet deep at the crash site. Pilot and two passengers on the plane, they were injured, but all non-life-threatening. The National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA are expected to arrive at the scene Friday to begin their investigations. Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker is denying the growing number of sexual harassment allegations made against him. 16 massage therapists have accused Tucker of inappropriate behavior. Tucker issued a statement Wednesday saying he never acted inappropriately and that he respects the massage therapy profession. The accusations started in January when six women accused him of inappropriate sexual behavior between 2012 and 2016. NFL has launched an investigation. City police investigating a Wednesday night murder in southwest Baltimore. Officers found the victim in the unit block of Bruce Street shortly after 8:30 last night. Medics took him to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police have not released the identity of the victim or the age, and there is no word yet on a suspect. And most Marylanders are showing support for expanding energy sources here in the state. A new UMBC Institute of Politics survey indicates that roughly 80% of Marylanders say yes, so we want to expand it by expanding the use of solar energy. 74% are in favor of the expansion of natural gas, all the way down to coal, which had 42% in favor of expansion there. It's 8:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 688, pick 4, 2065, and now Chuck Whitaker.
Rain has arrived on the Beltway west side. Now, it's probably raining north and west of the area as well, but the rain now definitely impacting the Beltway, and the accident vehicles are still there on the shoulder interloop at Liberty Road, so everybody's looking at it. The interloop is backed up back to Route 40. The outer loop is slow back to 795. There is slowing coming down the Beltway on the interloop. If you're coming down from 702 towards the Back River Bridge, they're kind of staying out of that left-hand lane, even though it's open. The wreck is right before the ramp at Eastern Avenue. Everybody's off to the side. It's in the painted out area, but we're slow back to the area before the Back River Bridge for the traffic coming south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a weak cold front headed our way, but it does bring some rain. Showers scattered today. Temperatures still mild, 66. Cooler tomorrow. Sunny and 54. Saturday, partly cloudy, 62 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith on the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Grayson Rodriguez will make his spring debut this afternoon when the O's host the Blue Jays at 105. Rodriguez missed the last 2 months of 2024 and the postseason with a lat strain. With the departure of Corbin Burns to Arizona, Rodriguez looked at as a potential top-of-the-rotation guy in 2025. Yesterday, the O's got two strong innings from Tomioka Sugano in his spring debut, a 7-3 loss to the Pirates. Other O's tidbits from yesterday, reliever Andrew Kittredge impressed with two strikeouts in his lone inning. Left-hander Kate Povich was named the starter for Saturday's game against the Pirates in Sarasota. He'll pitch opposite Pittsburgh phenom pitcher Paul Skeens. Ravens news, the team brass in Indianapolis at the scouting combine. Head coach John Harbaugh on what the team is looking at over the next few days.
You know, it starts on the offense and defensive line, so we're going to be looking at both lines really hard. You look at every position. It gets a deep running back class from what I've been told, too, so we'll be looking at that position, too. But, yeah, game-wrecking defensive tackles, kind of a big deal. You know, pass pressuring defensive ends, that's kind of a big deal, too.
On the offensive line, by the way, the Ravens incorporated three new starters last year, but have an issue. Ronnie Stanley is a free agent at left tackle. College basketball last night in College Park, a crusher. Maryland, Michigan State tied at 55, 5 seconds to play. Maryland with the ball, looking for the win.
Gillespie for three!
On the Big Ten Network, a 60-foot heave by Holloman, Trey Holloman, that is, silences the sellout crowd and sends the Terps down. 58-55 was the final. The Big Ten has announced its men's lacrosse awards for the week. Offensive Player of the Week goes to Russell Melendez from Johns Hopkins University, the senior attackman who prepped at Archbishop Spalding. That's Melendez's second Offensive Player of the Week award. Defensive Player of the Week goes to Jack McDonald of Maryland, and the Specialist of the Week goes to Kalem Fayek of Ohio State, the sophomore goalkeeper from Bowie, Maryland. He prepped at St. John's down in D.C. And finally, the Caps will rock the red tonight in D.C. Alex Ovechkin stands at 883, 12 away from Wayne Gretzky's all-time record. Game time 7 p.m. against the Blues, who, by the way, have the second-best hockey logo behind the Blackhawks. Time now is 8:37. When we return, what is the Ravens' responsibility?
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
So there's a lot of chatter on social media. I don't know if you guys are watching it or following it or whatever, about the Ravens' comments yesterday, actually 2 days ago in Indianapolis, when DaCosta and Harbaugh took the mic.
Right.
When they were asked about the Justin Tucker situation repeatedly for the first 10 or 12 minutes of the press conference, they constantly referred to the NFL's investigation. There's nothing we can really do about it until the NFL investigates, and then when the NFL investigates and kind of finding, and then we'll make our determination.
Right.
So the chatter on the social media is, well, why aren't the Ravens investigating? What's their response? You know, shouldn't they be pulling? How come they're not in front of this? So I pose to you guys the question, what is the Ravens' responsibility to Baltimore in general in terms of what they do? Other than winning games and providing entertainment, do they have the responsibility of policing 70 players?
I think that, number one, they're a professional football organization. They don't have the experience nor the resources to conduct investigations that would be fair to both parties, either to Justin Tucker or to the group of women that are making these kind of allegations. I question even if the NFL does. I know they have a security wing, the guy that used to head up the ATF years ago, John McGraw, he was there for a while. I knew him.
Right. But apparently there's not a police investigation here because there are no charges. there are no charges. Have been levied.
Right.
So there is no police, right?
Yeah.
So how is this different than 2014? Like, did the Ravens do an investigation into Ray Rice and determine that he did what he... I mean, obviously the video evidence was there.
Yeah.
And they cut him right away.
Right.
Okay?
That's
so,
the big difference, is there was physical evidence. And you could pretty clearly see that there was an aggressor and there was a victim in that case. In this case, again...
It's a he said, she said.
It's a he said, she said. Happened more than 3 years ago, according to every single one of these anonymous individuals who were making these charges. And again, as one of the callers said earlier this morning, well, wait a minute now. So we're to believe that everything happened until 3 years ago and then nothing since then?
Now, the Ravens could bring in Justin Tucker.
Sure.
And they could have a one-to-one and they could say, tell us what you know. Tell us now. Tell us the truth now. And we'll see what happens. But
well,
but if you get caught lying to us, you're gone. You're going to be cut if these, A, allegations are true, and B, you lie to us.
But, Sean, as you said earlier, okay, I don't know if you did it on air or off air, if Justin Tucker claims his innocence and he believes he's innocent, then why hasn't he kind of attacked the attackers?
Well,
why hasn't he come out?
I would say attack, but
well,
question or challenge.
Challenge.
And you could do that with a lawsuit. If I knew I was completely innocent of something and my character was being defamed, my reputation was being smeared, all of it, I would be fighting back a little bit more vigorously than Justin Tucker's. Now, maybe he's getting legal advice that's indicating otherwise, but that's what I would be doing.
Yeah, and again, I would suspect he's getting legal advice, issue the statement, and don't say anything for fear you're going to contradict yourself at some point on something that may have nothing to do with this.
Why would you be fearing you contradict yourself if you're innocent?
On something that has nothing to do with this. Hmm. In other words, you contradict yourself, and all of a sudden, he lied about that. Maybe he's lying about this, too.
I've testified in court before, under oath. You just tell the truth. And when you tell the truth, you don't have anything to be afraid of.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
See you tomorrow.
All right. 20 before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, over at Homeland Security, they have a mess, and the mess is being cleaned up. Tulsi Gabbard is there, and she's making sure that the mess that they've now discovered, these secret chat rooms where all kinds of bizarre stuff was being discussed on company computers. These are NSA computers. They're supposed to be secure. They have a private chat room where they're talking about everything from circumcisions to castrations to all kinds of other stuff not appropriate for work. Chris Rufo is the guy who broke the story.
The problem is quite deep because between the Obama administration and then the Biden administration, you have a huge sweep of time in which left-wing gender activists seemingly have hijacked not just Department of Education or Department of Environmental Protection, but in fact, the core agencies of our national security apparatus.
Yeah, the core agencies of our national security apparatus, and that kind of raises the question, can anybody here spell blackmail?
This should be a five-alarm fire for policymakers. It creates a huge vulnerability in addition to the simple ideological problems that are obvious to all.
Now, Tulsi Gabbard says, yeah, we are aware of this, and we have already taken action. We've identified who the individuals are, and guess who they no longer work for?
There are over 100 people from across the intelligence community that contributed to and participated in this, what is really just an egregious violation of trust, what to speak of like basic rules and standards around professionalism. I put out a directive today that they all will be terminated and their security clearances will be revoked.
Period. And for my purposes, because there was the prospect of blackmail that existed, I would have been perfectly comfortable if she said, here are their names and their pictures and what they're specifically charged with saying on these chat lines, and then let the chips fall where they may. So she's far kinder about that than I would have been. Tulsi Gabbard said that this is brazen behavior and that this is just step one, that they continue to dig out the corruption, and as they find it, she will take action immediately to make sure that those individuals who are putting our national security at risk through this kind of behavior or others are no longer employed by the federal government. 843, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Some light rain on the Beltway, and we're just looking down the west side just to see what was going on, see if there's anything there. The Interloop now is backed up south of 95 coming up through Wilkins Avenue. And then the outer loop south of Frederick Road is also looking at something. Not sure which side it's on. You have to turn the camera from Frederick Road down to the south or turn the Wilkins Avenue camera to the north. We can tell you exactly what's going on. But obviously there is a new problem now between Frederick Road and Wilkins Avenue over on the southwest side. A little bit slow yet on the southeast corner of the Beltway with that wreck in the median right after the Back River Bridge. On the inner loop, there's still some slowing and we're still backed up. Nothing major, but now the rain is going to compound any of these delays as you're coming south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tunnel forecast, cloudy, scattered showers possible today. 66 tonight, dry, and a low near 40. And weekend's going to be pretty nice after a cool Friday. It's warming up Saturday and Sunday. Right now, 49 and cloudy in Stevensville and 49 in Pikesville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right. All the customers at a Cracker Barrel in Flagstaff, Arizona, my old college town, sang happy birthday to an 89-year-old Army veteran with Alzheimer's and made him cry. Cracker Barrel commented on TikTok, said, so much love in one room. Here's the quick clip of the entire restaurant singing to this 89-year-old Army veteran.
Happy birthday to you.
Good stuff.
It's nice stuff.
And brought a tear to his eye. This is how small things we can do to thank our veterans and our seasoned citizens for their experience and for their service to the country. We've been talking a little bit about where are the JFK files, the RFK files, the MLK files, and the Epstein files. Where are they? Well, now that President Trump has declassified them, the question is, why? And they're in the hands of Attorney General Pam Bondi. Why the delay? Why has it taken so long to get these files released? Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna of Florida is in charge of the declassification in, committee in Congress. She said, let's go. Let's see these things. Now, I will say that Pam Bondi, I think, has been on Fox News every night since she's been confirmed.
She's been busy.
Well, if you're that busy, you can't be that busy if you're on Fox News every night.
It depends on how many hours in a day you work.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just think we need a little more, you know, time before the running the Justice Department, a little less media time.
Fair enough.
That's all. Yeah. I do like Pam Bondi. I just think she, that was one of the criticisms of her when she was the Attorney General of Florida. She never met a camera she didn't like. But as long as she gets the job done, I don't care how many cameras, how many interviews she does. So the point is, she was on with Jesse Waters last night, again, and she basically explained what is the delay, what's the holdup in releasing the Epstein files, some of which she said would be released today.
There are well over, this will make you sick, 200 victims, 200. So we have well over 250, actually. So we have to make sure that their identity is protected and their personal information. But other than that, I think tomorrow, you know, the personal information of victims. Other than that, I think tomorrow, Jesse, breaking news right now, you're going to see some Epstein information being released by my office.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was 2 weeks ago that the president declassified these files. So, again, apparently nobody's been working on them. Nobody's been, or maybe they have, maybe because there's so many victims that they take a while to track them all down and let them know or protect their names. Look, I don't want the names of the victims. No. I want the names of the predators, of the perpetrators. Yeah. That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, there are two great men I'd quote. First would be William Donald Schaefer, Do It Now. And the second be Larry the Cable Guy, you know, get her done.
Right.
It's time. You've had the stuff for 2 weeks. It's time to get the stuff released, even if you have to do it in one tranche after another as you make sure that each tranche has the individuals cleared. Because then you're supposed to get to work on the JFK stuff and the MLK stuff and the RFK stuff. We want to see this.
The other question really is, what are we going to get today? What are we going to get a chance to see? Some of which we've already seen after the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell.
Records, I don't care.
Right, Ghislaine Maxwell and everything, and there's the flight logs. And you know, the flight logs, I think many of us have already seen some of the names on the flight logs.
What you're going to see, hopefully tomorrow, is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information. But it's pretty sick what that man did.
Okay, well, we'll
along with
that.
His co-defendant.
Yeah, it is sick. And there's no doubt about it. It's sick. It's also evil. And not just he, but Ghislaine Maxwell and others that actually went to that island and participated. There's a picture of Sick Willie getting a massage from a young woman on the island. Now, that doesn't mean anything illegal happened, but it certainly, you start to question some of this stuff. So, again, I will tell you right now, there are members of both parties probably on this list. That who knows what kind of back-channel calls are being made, mm-hmm. you know, to President Trump. Do you realize what you're doing here? You're going to unleash the hounds of hell if all these names come out. And I think Trump doesn't care.
Yeah.
Because that's what he promised. The question is, what kind of pressure is being brought to bear on A.G. Bondi right now? By who? By members of the Senate or of the House yeah. or of people big up in business?
Prominent GOP donors, whatever yep. the case might be.
Exactly.
You know,
so
they won't care if it's just Democrat yeah. stuff.
But you're never going to crack this kind of behavior, whether it be predators with young women on an obscure island of a billionaire, or whether it's this pedo ring, this child trafficking. You know, the guy at Goya, Bob in Norway?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
They just voted him out of the board. They just voted him on, built the most successful Hispanic
company.
Run. No, well, it's
not anymore.
No, the board voted him out. Do you know what his number one priority is? Child trafficking. That's what Bob Inouye has promised to do with some of the money he's made personally. He thinks it's a blight on the United States, so he's promised to get to the bottom of it. And all of a sudden, they vote him out.
Yeah.
So, again, the deep state is much stronger, deeper than we ever imagined. But I just hope that we get actual names and Pam Bondi looks into it and prosecutes any and all that did anything illegal on Epstein on Island.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, it's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, the state of Maine censures a representative because she stood up for women and not wanting biological males to compete in women's sports.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor Radio Show and Podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so here's the wreck on the Beltway. It's on the inner loop right at the end of the Wilkins Avenue ramp to the inner loop. So if you're coming on that ramp, it'll be a tight squeeze right there. And there are a number of flashing lights, and they're kind of pushing traffic over to the center and the left-hand side of the roadway. So delays will go back to 95. The outer loop can see it, and they're backed up. And that's going to back up towards Route 40 West. And with the light rain in that area, it's just compounding it. So it's going to be here for a while. This is about 10 minutes old at this point for the inner loop, but both sides of the Beltway are slow at Wilkins Avenue. Some slowing on the rest of the Beltway. Both the tunnels still carrying the heavy traffic, and now there's just enough light rain that you're going to have to pay attention now through the late ride in the rush hour and through the mid-morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy today, scattered showers possible throughout the day in 66. Right now, 51 in Millersville, 49 in Dundalk. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Doing great. Thanks.
Good. So you guys, I'm sure, saw Vince's Giraldi in Annapolis yesterday. Oh, my gosh.
How does a true reformer not know what's going on in his agency?
I know. It's pathetic, but I hope Governor Wes Moore is paying attention finally. But also, remember we were told that it was the same 10% that was committing all of these crimes. It was the same 10% back and forth to DJS. Now he's saying that it's 75% of these individuals he's never seen before in his life. And they're just one offense individuals, and that's why they kind of just let it go under the radar.
Yeah, they never come back.
Flip-flopped on the entire thing.
Now, what a mess when they say that if low-risk offenders, if the families don't show up for the court hearing, they close it. They dismiss the case and close it.
As if the families don't know that's what they should do to make sure that they don't have to.
It's a mess.
It is a mess. We're going to talk about that. Also, Floyd Mayweather was on Fox Business yesterday gushing about President Trump. I have that audio, and I hope that there are many people paying attention. You know, he has millions upon millions of followers, and I think they do respect his opinion. So we'll see if this, switches any votes come the midterms. Also, a caller into the Breakfast Club. I know you guys are familiar.
Charlamagne the Goof?
Yeah, the Goof, yes. Yeah. But there was a caller. I have the audio. There was a federal worker at HHS, and she said that she's actually excited about Elon Musk, and she was happy to fill out the email and the 5 bullet points because she's hoping to get a promotion.
Yeah. Well, half of them did. There are a lot of good federal workers, and a lot of them really do a really good job. But unfortunately, there are a lot of bad federal workers that give the other ones a bad name, and they're the ones that need to go.
Yeah. Musk said yesterday, he was at the cabinet meeting, he said, in essence, that if you're doing your job well and it's an essential job for the government, you're fine.
Right.
However, if the job is not essential, or if you are not doing your job well, then you're at risk. Well, that's the case in private industry 24/7.
Right.
So what a surprise.
If you spend all day over at NSA in a secret sex chat room,
probably you're gone.
Chances are you got your papers already.
Yeah, you might be gone. Yeah. No, but I thought it was interesting because we talked about this on the show yesterday, and I said, you know, during COVID, you had a lot of people that literally moved out of the state because they felt as though that their job is now remote. And I think President Trump mentioned that yesterday. He was like, I wonder how many people are even still in the area that are supposed to report to D.C. And that's why I think there's such, you know, rebuttal when it comes to, you know, you got to come back to the office. I think some of these people moved to
Tennessee.
Well,
there are exceptions. I would tell you, my brother worked at the Pentagon, federal employee. He was reassigned. He's up in Boston now.
Okay.
He works with a submarine program. But he doesn't mind going back to work. He actually prefers it. So, but they're allowing him to work at a satellite office in Boston. So he doesn't have to relocate to D.C.
Right, okay.
So they do make exceptions for people that, for good people they want to keep.
Right. But I think it will expose a lot of people that decide just to, you know, move.
Yeah, exactly.
Good point.
Yeah. Because that's what they want
to do. For taxes, for convenience, whatever the case might be. If you don't have to go to work downtown D.C., well, Northern Virginia or Montgomery County or Prince George's County are expensive places to live.
Right. Why would
why stay there if you don't have to go there? I mean, you move to Morgantown, West Virginia, or you've been at this beautiful lake in Pennsylvania every once in a while. You post a picture of it. Move there. Buy a house. You know, I mean, be somewhere but here.
Yeah.
And pick up a telephone if you have a good connection. You're gone. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people did that. All right. We'll talk about it.
Coming up next on the Kim Klasick Live Show, stay tuned for that. Let's take a phone call here. Brian in Elkridge.
Brian, good morning, buddy. Can you hang on? Were you there?
Brian could not hang on. We'll try John in Columbia.
Hey, John.
John could not hang on either. Try us again tomorrow. So, real quick, there was a Maine legislature yesterday voted to silence a Republican state lawmaker after she exposed a transgender high school athlete who won first place in a girls' competition. Representative Laurel Libby posted on Facebook last week about a trans student, a biological male, winning a state championship pole vaulting competition as a female, and they brought her up and tried to humiliate, embarrass, and censure her in front of the entire legislative body.
The chair understands that the member does not intend to submit an apology to the body.
That is correct.
The member will be in violation of House Rule 401, Part 11. The member will not be able to cast a vote or speak on the floor until the member has come back into compliance with House Rule 401, Part 11. The member may return to her seat.
Can I be clear about something? What she published were pictures that had already been published.
Right. Already been published. So, because she didn't blur the image of the face of a alleged minor, that's what got her in trouble. But here's the thing. They've just canceled the vote of an entire group of people who live in her district in Maine. And I think that's unconstitutional. I think it's un-American. And this is the land that gave us Susan Collins and Angus King. So that might explain a few things more. All right. Back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.